Hey, Dog Walk listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, before we get things going today, I kind of wanted to bring something up that's on the very serious side. We had a listener who used to always tweet at us about how he would watch the snake drafts and really enjoy them while he was going through chemo. His name was Anthony Soma, and his brother Joe had always tried to contact me, and he would send me DMs, and somehow I just missed him. Like, you know, we get a lot of DMs, mm-hmm. and in a weird stroke of fate, when I went to the Jersey Shore last summer, he was my bartender.
Huh.
And like, we just ran across it. There's like, dude, I've been trying, and I saw all his messages, and I've been able to kind of go back and forth with Anthony and Joe, and unfortunately found out this past weekend his brother Anthony had passed away. Obviously very sad. It's cancer's the worst, and I don't know. I just kind of wanted to say that and kind of dedicate this one to him. And Joe and the family, we're thinking about you, and rest in peace, Anthony.
Well said.
And,
yeah.
All right, guys. Here's a snake draft. All right, Big Bang. Today is Monday. It is September 19th. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. It's Snake Draft Monday. We are joined in studio by first-time guest starting nines, Jake Arrieta. Jake, we are happy to have you.
Good to be here with you boys. It's been too long. I should have been in Chicago a little earlier. Got a lot of things on the plate, but going to be spending some more time here. So looking forward to the draft with you guys too.
Good. I mean, hey, we do trilogies, we do sequels, so this could be a good starting point for sure.
I agree.
And I think we put you on a good foot to start off, because this is like right up your alley, I would say.
And
it should be.
Yeah. And you got the cool hat, and I got to say, right off the bat, your voice is fucking awesome. You have an awesome voice.
You know, most people, a lot of people don't like the way they sound.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like that for a long time. So
where are you at?
Well, I've been doing so much of it.
Yeah.
And hearing yourself in these now, it's like you just get used to it.
I feel like you might need to pivot into just reading audiobooks.
You think so?
Yeah. That might be in your
future. I'm not a great reader, though.
No. Well, like, do you guys read? Time. I do audiobooks. I
can't. Okay. Yeah, so that's not reading. Is that reading?
You guys read.
Well, I feel like I don't have enough time to do that.
Have you ever read the book Holes?
No, I've read that book like 1,000 times.
You've pretended to read it.
Well, I read it once, and I did like 12,000 book reports on it all through like college.
And that's that Shia LaBeouf movie? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf, not a dude.
Nah, a little bit.
No,
he's supposed to be like the baddest freestyler in LA. He's supposed to be like one of the best freestylers in the world.
I guess there is a fine line. A major cancellation.
He is?
Yes.
So now,
which I didn't know.
This is going to be a big problem.
He did what?
He's in the midst of like a major cancellation.
Wait, what did he do?
Yeah. I don't know exactly. Go look it up.
Alleged.
I don't want to say something that's wrong.
Yeah, this is that's a good, responsible decision on your end. How are my levels?
Tactful. You sound good.
My levels okay?
You sound fine.
Yeah, it's just tough.
I know. I'm sitting next to this fucking guy. James Earl Jones is.
He's gotten recognized two or three times since I've been here. It's just amazing. Well, walking around with him, I can just kind of hide out here.
You're anonymous.
Just chill out.
Yeah, really? Some guy was waiting for us. Some guy was standing behind a corner waiting for us. He popped out.
Well, you walk a little taller when somebody says hi to you.
You know what? Keep going.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, no.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Keep going.
No, I mean, your chest just puffs out a little bit.
Well, it's a good feeling, dude. Welcome to the snake draft. I wanted to make that observation.
Yeah.
As welcoming as we can get. And it's funny because when you were like, I'm going to come to Chicago, and they're like, oh, what are you guys going to do when he gets to Chicago? You know, should we set up an interview with Jed? You know, I was like, what if we just did a snake draft with the boys instead? So if I get in trouble for this, whatever, I don't care. Thank you guys for tuning in. Go check out Starting Nine every Tuesday and Thursday morning.
Please do.
Okay.
Yeah, like that's right. I have so many questions for you just about other shit, but we're going to talk about dudes and stuff.
Whatever you want to do.
That's the greatest part.
It's a good baseball show, though, but we're going to talk dudes now.
So Tuesday, Thursday, every morning?
Yeah.
Perfect. playoff yes. run? You guys getting? I mean, it's going
to
be big.
We're playoffs. Trying to figure things out, schedule yeah. wise.
Might get down to Austin.
We'll be in the streets.
You think you'll be back here with the White Sox?
I hope so.
Do like a White Sox playoff
for the city. I'd like to see them. Yeah. I'd like to see them in the postseason. Obviously, yeah.
Do you think they can compete in the postseason? If you're a White Sox fan right now, would you have optimism about the White Sox?
I think they can definitely compete, but you know, how much does that mean?
Tell
like how far does that go?
That's interesting point.
There.
Interesting.
I mean,
that's what
the
I
the Central
saying.
Has just been such an underwhelming division all year.
Mm-hmm. It sucks.
And to go up against like some of these other teams out there, I don't think they have a ton of success.
I honestly think compete. The AL sucks. It's the Astros and everybody else.
The Astros are nasty.
The Astros yeah. are filthy.
Yeah.
I said Framber Valdez is like the dirtiest pitcher in baseball, and people are shit on me. That fastball is like trying to hit a cinder block.
I think Seattle's dangerous in the postseason.
Seattle, they do have a couple really good stars, a couple no-name yep. guys that just nobody knows about.
Castillo's just
filthy, and obviously
ridiculous.
Castillo. Do you know who Matt Brash is? He's this little reliever. Yeah. He's like 6 foot, buck 80.
My bad.
Is electrifying.
Mariners?
Throwing gas?
Yes.
Really?
100 with the most disgusting wipeout slider.
Those teals, we've been saying this, those teals in October just hit a little bit different, so...
We yeah. haven't seen that.
And if you saw the bright greens from the Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
They were tough.
That's tough.
That's
knowing
a
that
rough
the, knowing that the teals yeah. are lurking Seattle? Somewhere in that city.
Do you like that, Yuni?
No.
The neon?
It's too much.
That's
the one on Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Brutal.
I don't know if I like it.
I don't.
Oh, you're out.
Because
you haven't decided yet.
People came so over the top when they first came out about how great they were.
Yeah.
And now people are like, it's like Oregon. Remember yeah. everyone was all about Oregon? It's like, oh, this is so cool. Now it's like, I just kind of like the classic shit
over
more.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does look like too much like a college uniform.
Yes. Yes.
Or like one you'd see on any given Sunday. Just
yes.
like,
yeah. Yeah. Like a fake.
Yeah.
Like NFL Europe or something. Remember yeah. NFL Europe? That's yeah. what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
I wish they could remake Any Given Sunday. It's still a good movie, but I think visually they could shoot it different. That's just my take on Any Given Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So
I appreciate
why
that.
Why don't I get that out there?
Yeah.
Why not talk about it?
Okay, so the draft today is dudes. They have to be real people. They could be dead or alive. And, we're just going to pick what we think. I guess we'll start with this. Jake, do you have in your head, like, what's a dude to you? Like, how would you give the definition in your mind?
I think there's a lot of ways you can explain that. Somebody, like, at peak masculinity, strong. I mean, multidimensional and like athletics, sports,
yeah.
maybe potentially being able to act, being able to lead people, mm-hmm. a bunch of different things.
Yeah. I agree.
What about you?
I think that's a great way to put it. And someone who just, I don't know, something about being effortless as well and like doing yeah. multi things, like yeah. doing different
well-rounded.
Things.
Well-rounded.
I would also say like someone who is just like authentic and super comfortable in their own skin. Like
yes.
this is just like, this there is what go. I am. This there is who go. I am. And then like,
I think there is a fine role. Line between a dude and a complete douche though at the same time.
Totally. And I think yeah. that's where it's going to get fun.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying fine line where it's like, ooh, he's actually.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
he's a dude, but he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think you
he's
can.
He's not the kind of dude you
yeah.
want on your
sure.
roster.
Sure.
We're
yeah.
probably
yeah.
going to. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there are dudes that are bad dudes.
Yeah.
He's bad
still
dude.
Dudes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Ooh, a bad yeah. dude draft is
he's
also.
A bad dude.
Well, there's going to be a couple
but a bad
in there.
Dude's a good yeah. thing, I think.
Yeah, certain ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other ways, maybe not.
I have a list on my phone, and I'm. The first name that popped to my head, I feel like I'm going to be able to get him in the fifth round.
Ooh.
But to me, yeah. he's like
okay.
the ultimate dude.
Mm.
Little teaser.
Interesting. Yeah. yeah, like I don't even think either, like the most talented person is the best dude.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So that's,
yeah.
we'll see.
Right.
All right, we can start the order. Harry has a number 1 through 5 behind his back. Jake, what number do you think it is?
3.
Yes.
Oh, all right. So okay. you pick your spot
wow.
in your order.
We talked about this. He's like, you know, you could pull a total alpha move and go first.
That's what a dude would do.
You're right. You're right. But hey, I'm not going 1.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm gonna go 5.
Okay.
Go 5.
You want right. to be the back.
So then all I can right. go back to back.
All right. I like it. 1 through 4, Carl.
2.
No.
Chief.
1.
No.
3.
Yes.
I'll go first.
All right.
WSD, that dude.
Yeah.
That's right.
1 through 3,
no, I'm
me.
Not a dude.
I'm going to take 1.
Yes.
I'll take the 3 spot. 1 or 2, Carl?
2.
Yes.
4.
All right. So the order is White Sox, Dave, Chief, Eddie, Carl, Jake.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, let's get this draft underway. All right, we could get this thing underway. White Sox,
I wanted
Dave.
One of the last two spots for
did
this
you?
One. Yeah.
Not good. White Sox, Dave, you're on the clock.
I think this is a... I got a running list in my head, and I'm always adding people to it. It's what I think of a dude is like a dude I want to sit in a dive bar and just lob questions to, because he's been in like every single walk of life. It could be he played sports and went into politics and then has a whiskey company, just all sorts of shit like that. And the first one that came to my mind was Matthew McConaughey.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
I think I would have taken him second. I think McConaughey is a fucking
dude.
You
two came in here. Fucking dudes.
I hate the dudes. We got to shut it down. We got to hand to the Texas guy. Like that's true. I got to know the take.
I like the pick. I think I like him a little less than I did in the past. Like recently, just with some of his shit.
Yeah.
But historically, yeah. I mean, he's no question a dude.
He's a dude. Yeah. So I'm assuming some of the shit is political?
Yeah, just like, why get as involved as you are?
I get that too, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, for what?
But I also, I've listened to interviews where I feel like he doesn't necessarily just kowtow to whatever
party lines. Yeah, yeah,
like
that's why I appreciate
him. Like,
right.
Yeah, he puts it out there.
For sure. Yeah.
He puts it out there, and I get the sense where I, like, I believe him.
Well, I think they take advantage of people's platforms sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, they're using him for his platform.
Mm-hmm. You
know? I think he uses the platform to amplify himself in a way.
I also feel like he's too much of a dude, and that's why he didn't run, like, officially. Like, he didn't, like, he's floating around running for governor, and then he's like, you know what? I'm not playing that game.
Well, he uses his platform for good all the time.
I give
that to him.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Now, do Texans like him as, like, a major representative?
I believe so. I mean, I don't really have my finger on the pulse that well, but I think they do.
Yeah.
I mean, he's at every UT football game.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, down on the field, like, very, very supportive of the city, the university. So, he is no question a dude.
We talked about, you said, like, a leader. Didn't he give, like, a sweet pump-up speech at Texas, like, maybe 5-6 years? I think maybe Mac Brown was still the coach.
I'm sure he did.
And he was, like, I remember a clip going viral. I'm like, fuck, like, this guy's a dude.
Yeah. I'm sure he talks to the team a lot.
Yeah.
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 He's got
to. You can tell it's, like, it's not just he's sitting on the sidelines. He's, like, a genuine
He's, like,
fan.
Invested.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
If they lose – like they did the other night, I'm sure it ruined his night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do you like doing that, talking to teams?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do. And I'm probably going to do that a little bit more often, like in the near future.
Yeah.
You get asked a lot. And during the season, like when you're still playing, the off season is kind of yours.
Yeah.
You know, like you might travel a little bit, then you come home, you want to be with your family. You don't want to. I didn't want to get on a plane or go anywhere.
Yeah.
But now with a little bit more time, like throughout the week, I'll probably take advantage of those opportunities.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. It's an interesting spot, though. It's like, I don't know what the coach is telling. I don't know. But you just kind of got to do your own
thing. Well, and we were talking about that on the way over here, about, like, potentially, like, some consulting things and how important and impactful that could be if somebody comes in with a good message.
Totally.
And can portray that to employees or your athletes. Could go a long way.
Yeah.
So. It's just hard to do it because it's like, you know, people – there's just so many cheesy, like, messages out there. So when you do go talk to a team, that's why it's easier if, like, you've talked or you know the people. Like, your buddy who coaches at Texas State, that team, like, it's easier for you to go in that locker room because you know him and there's a connection and shit.
Right.
As opposed to just bringing in someone who's like, oh, this guy wore the uniform 30 years ago. He went to, like, the only college World Series in Texas. Hey, guys, you know, you're going to remember this day for the rest of your life. All right, buddy.
Most of them, like, kind of just get overlooked.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have you had someone come, like, whether you're in
One time off the top of my head, I'll tell you that the special teams coach from the New Orleans Saints came into our clubhouse before the third game of our series against LSU. and motherfucked our team out of nowhere. We didn't even know who this guy was. Just came right in. He's like, you fucking lazy pieces of shit. And just screamed. We were like, who are you? And he's like, I coach Drew fucking Brees every fucking day. And you pussies are out here fucking lollygagging. And we went out and won that game. And then he like disappeared. And for like now, we still talk about the guy. Like, remember the special teams coach from the Saints? And then after that experience, it's hard to compare.
That was the message you guys needed.
We worked. It did work. And we're going to talk to Anthony Renato.
Is that your last win?
Thank you. I didn't play in that series. I wasn't good enough.
He was high on my list too, Dave, so I think it's a good pick.
Chief, I think there's a million that could have gone number one.
Yeah. Chief, you're up.
I'm going sports. I'll take – I'm taking Joe Burrow. Like, I feel like he's, like, of the moment, but I feel like he is, like – he's everything that, like, Baker Mayfield was, like, billed as. Like, he's that quiet confidence, gets the job done, takes a fucking beating behind that line, keeps ticking, keeps leading his team. Confidence, cool. Like, he to me is like, that's a fucking dude. Like, and like you, and at the same time, he feels like, you know, I've never met him or anything, but he feels approachable. Like, you could, like, he could sit in that chair the way Jake is and, like, chop it up and be one of the guys.
He seems like a guy you want to have a few drinks with.
Yeah.
That's like the number one.
That's part of being a dude.
Right. Number one on my are you a dude check off boxes. Can I have a couple drinks with them and, like, just shoot the shit?
I have a confession about Joe Burrow. I'm guarded when it comes to Joe Burrow.
Why?
Like, I don't want to like him yet, because I don't want to be let down, because he seems like he's just so magnificent.
Yeah.
Like, he's so amazing.
He seems like he's got, like, that, you know, he's, like, small-town Ohio kid, like, you know, kind of an industrial or, like, working-class part of, like, when he cried on draft day, he's like, you know, everyone's like, oh, I don't want to go to these small markets. He's like, no, I'm going to play in Ohio. Like, that, I am Ohio. And, like, that guy, I don't know. There's just, like, every time he talks and every time he's on the field, it is just, like, this is who I am and I'm going to go out and ball.
It's important too, because it seems genuine, which is
that's the most.
See, that's that fucking cigar. It didn't seem genuine to me.
See, that's what I'm saying with Dave. There's something lurking in the back of my head. Like, maybe is he? Because
it seemed forcing for the camera.
Cool? Is it too good to be true? Usually, when it's too good to be true, it's too
after
good to
he
be
won
true.
The national championship.
When he was smoking a cigar,
yeah, like in his pads and everything, it just seemed
didn't
like
look right.
My stink meter, went off a little
like,
bit.
I think it's fun. I think it's having fun.
I mean, we're talking about a 22-year-old kid just won a national championship, and he's smoking a victory cigar.
Sure, I get it.
Yeah, but it seemed like it was a little more like, we know he's going to end up being at the club. We know what he's doing. Come on. Like, if you're going to do one of those, give me the picture of you in the bathroom.
You didn't like his technique.
I just like, thought that.
Do you know the picture he's talking about?
I think I don't. Yeah, I can't.
It's
I'm
like
sure.
It's he's in the clubhouse or locker room after they won the national championship, and he hasn't even taken his shoulder pads off yet, and he's sitting there smoking a stogie, which is fine. Have all the fun you want. You're on top of the world right now. But in that moment, it just seemed like I think cigars should be reserved for, like, the elder statesman.
Oh, you just had an issue with the cigar itself.
No, he was 22 years old or 23 or whatever it is, and it just didn't. My stink meter went off a little bit.
I feel like it's one.
If
he had planted that cigar himself, maybe.
Did
but
he?
I don't know. But like,
what are you talking about? Planted the cigar?
Like, if he's like, I'm gonna have a victory cigar for, like, the pictures and set up this whole thing. Like, that to me, I'd be like, but I get the vibe.
No way.
Like,
no, somebody handed him.
That's what I think too. Yeah.
If that's what it was, right. If someone just handed it to me, lit it up,
right?
A little dirt. I don't know what happened, but like, it just seemed performative for me.
So you're implying like he was the only one with a cigar.
It just,
like,
seemed
performative. They didn't, like, hand them out and everybody was smoking them. It was just like just him.
It was him.
So he had it ready.
I don't know. Something about it, I was like,
well, did you see the story from yesterday, Sunday?
No.
Where he, like, stayed in his pads for, like, an hour and a half after the game and just looked straight, didn't, like spoke to reporters briefly.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that, people being like, all right, dude.
He had a bad day.
There would be some guys you would be like, all right, that's not a real reaction. I don't know.
Are you calling that not a real reaction,
though? I'm still buying it. I think he's genuine. So I think he's, like.
We had 5 turnovers in that game.
Yeah, that's a tough day.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you agree with me, though? Like, there are some guys?
I could see both sides.
Yeah.
Like, maybe doing it for the cameras a little bit.
Yes. Can you sniff that shit out right away when guys would do that?
I mean, not really.
No.
Because it could be that, or he could also just be, like, trying to process the game and, like, I'm fucking staying out here until I, like, kind of get through some of this shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
So but I could see both sides.
Yeah, I can see both sides as well. But, like, I tend to lean towards it was a little for the camera. And I don't think a dude does anything for the camera. He just does.
See that?
Yeah.
And maybe that's my Burrow bias, where I don't think that he thinks that way. Yeah. I don't.
I would say no.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I hope I'm wrong.
It's to me. I'm going to go dead. I don't know. I'm going to be interested. Had to go in the dead category. First dead guy off the board.
Okay. First dead one.
I'm interested to see how you guys are going to take this, because I think it can be seen as cliche. But to me, when I think dudes, I think of the dude. I think this guy was the dude. And it's Frank Sinatra.
Fuck you. Fuck you. He's a fucking Italian. You gabagool.
That's
good pick. Good boy.
That's
a great pick.
You know what I mean? Like, he was the guy, you know. Women wanted to he was the guy that guys wanted to be, and women wanted to sleep. You know what I mean? He was the guy.
Here, I got another qualification for dudes. Guys who can talk to anybody.
Yeah.
So, like, you know that he had, like, his crew that he came up with, that he kept around his circle forever, like, just neighborhood guys. Then he had, like, mafia guys. Then he had, like, the top politicians. He was running with Joe Namath. He was running with your guy.
Don't say it.
Why?
Because.
Why? We interviewed him. I'm blanking. I'm having a brain cramp right now.
How can
But I'm just having a bad day. I've been up since 3 a.m. having a bad day. But if someone can just, like, be themselves and be, like, the center of every room without trying, no matter what the room is, that's a dude to me. And I feel like he
well
can definitely
said.
Do that.
Yeah.
You like the pick?
Yeah. I like that explanation of it. Yeah. I like the pick. And a buddy sent me this quote. There was a plaque. I think he might have been in Vegas. Sinatra quote. I feel sorry for people who don't drink when they wake up in the morning. That's as good as they're going to feel all day.
That's a classic one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funny
that's
shit.
That's true. I mean,
yeah,
great pick.
How are you feeling?
Me?
Yeah.
About what?
Are you a little banged up?
Do you want a little whiskey for your coffee?
No.
He's on vacation.
I need at least 24 hours off.
He's traveling. Right.
It's a great pick, Ed. It was going to be my first pick.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I
am
number
happy.
One in my musician category, and I think because
I thought it could be seen as, like, a little cliche, but he was the
guy.
Oh,
it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. It is, mm-hmm. But it's still, like, first round.
He's the dude.
Yeah.
He's a first rounder.
Yeah.
All day. All
right, cool. Carl, you're up.
I have – well, you're not going to pick the guy that I would take in the first round, so I'm going to take him in the second
That's
round.
The beauty of this particular draft is it's so open-ended.
I told you in a million years I would never have that on my list, which isn't a bad thing. I think it's a good pick. Just
you should snake him and steal it now.
You can't.
I think you just open with it. Tell the story. It takes you 4 or 5 minutes to get through.
No, well, I was telling you because you were like, that's a terrible pick. I'm taking Teddy Roosevelt. I need a dead guy. I need a politician. I need someone that, like, plays into American history. I need someone that kind of, like, you know.
You would never take Teddy Roosevelt in a million years?
Well, I just think that there's guys higher on my list.
That was, like, going to be my next
that's
pick.
That's just not where my brain goes.
I mean.
But he's a great pick.
A first rounder that I thought I could get later. I mean, he's a fucking dude.
I'm like I'm back to back now in snake drafts now with, like, a Teddy Roosevelt pick, because in the downhill draft with Mr. Portnoy, I was taking U.S. presidents mostly off the basis of how cool Teddy Roosevelt was.
Yeah, he's a fucking dude.
We'll just lightly color in the context. I know Chief can help me out.
Yeah, give some insight there.
Yeah, born in 1858, you know, like, from the Roosevelt family, right?
Or like New York socialite. Yeah.
Super wealthy and all this stuff, and knew that he would be going down this path of being a part of, like, the aristocracy.
Yeah, New York aristocrat. Mm-hmm.
That's a hard word to say, aristocracy.
Yeah, the American elite. Yeah. And then he's just like, you know
elite.
What? Yeah, but he's like, I gotta earn it, so I'm going to go out and be a fucking rough rider. I'm going to join the military. I'm going to fight in Indian War, Spanish-American War, maybe, too.
Yeah, like, volunteered to go, like, fight battles where, like, dude, you could have been riding around on a horse a mile behind the first line fucking barking people around.
Nah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
And then he used, like, a fake name when he went out, was a cowboy, because he didn't want people to know. He's just like, he's just – and then he was, like, a notable boxer and just, like, a real big badass. And then when he got into the political life, it wasn't – you know, it was like he had nothing to gain from it. Like, nearly nothing to gain from it, because you're already rich. You're already doing whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, and he was killing it before.
It was just like, fine, whatever. And then he got into, like, a personal beef where he, like, lost an election or got fucked by some people. And then he just took it personal. He was like, fine, I'm just going to come after you guys. And, like, just started ruining careers.
Yeah. So that was, like, the other thing about him is that he got in because they're like, this guy's too much of a fucking dude. We gotta suppress him. Let's just make him the vice president. And then the president, I think it was McKinley, got shot. So then it was Roosevelt, and they're like, fuck. And then so he was like this guy who did everything, and he was like part of this New York elite, But then when he got into office, he's like, I'm going after big oil. I'm going after U.S. Steel. And he, like, broke up all these, like, monopolies and, like, stood up to, like, the most powerful people in the world and was like, fuck you. Like, I'm going to do what I think is right. And I think that's awesome. I think that's a dude.
And I could have gotten him in the second round. That's a fucking integrity thing here, pal. All right? Chief talks about integrity a lot on the show. All right?
You guys are well-versed on Teddy Roosevelt.
I love Teddy Roosevelt. Nice job. I love Teddy Roosevelt.
No, go ahead. Come on. Get comfortable. What? Get comfortable.
I'm yeah, I'm going to go up.
Get comfortable.
All right, so I'm going to go with the first bad dude.
Okay.
I'm going to go sports, boxing, Mike Tyson.
That's what I was going to take.
You know,
he's just like Mama Jama.
Growing up watching him fight, you know, I'll never forget my dad screaming at the TV because the fight was 25 seconds. But just the dominance, right? Like, you wanted to see more of Mike, but his fights were so short. Bad dude for some reasons, but I love the way that he's kind of transformed his life and what he's doing now, and seems like he's in a good place mentally and physically. So Mike's my number one pick.
My Instagram algorithm, for whatever reason, is a lot of UFC and boxing, and there's this one clip. It's the most proto. He's fighting a white dude who's like probably 6-7 inches taller than him.
Yeah,
he's got the early '90s mullet. This guy
Peter
looks
McNeely.
Like was that Peter McNeely?
Probably,
And this dude's like jumping around, like all like trying. He's trying to intimidate Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson's not moving an inch of his head. He's just moving his eyes, looking him at jump around. It's the most horrified I've ever been just watching. Anything.
Yeah, he was the scariest man on the planet.
He's scary.
Like for, you know, a decade.
Oh, yeah.
And the no music entrance.
Ah.
That's as badass as it gets, because now it's like a big parade and all the theatrics.
Just walk out,
just
put the gloves on me, I'll go beat the fuck out of this guy.
Right. Plain black robe, he doesn't even bother to tie. Like, he just walks in. And it's like, I'm not here for the show, I'm just here to murder people.
I'm here to knock this guy out extremely quick.
Yep.
And he... dude, I mean, just the way he would look into his opponent's eyes and the way that they would look at him, like, you could tell they were terrified.
Oh, yeah.
There was a period of time where they didn't want to fight him.
Yeah.
You could just tell, like, I don't want to fight this motherfucker.
He's
the most badass dude of my lifetime, probably.
Yeah. The clip that went viral in the last couple of years of him, like, training in the box, or what was it? He was, like, shadow boxing or something. And it was the clip was just going viral because it was, like, a chunky Mike Tyson just throwing, like, a workout together. And it was just terrifying to see.
Well, because he was getting ready for the Roy Jones fight.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God. Like, he's still.
I wanted him so bad to take that. I mean, they were both, like, just, they're sparring.
Yeah, it was.
It was an exhibition. But you could tell that he still has it a little bit.
Yeah.
As, what is he, 50, 55?
Something. Yeah.
50s, yeah.
Yeah.
And just, like, the black trunks. Just so simple.
Yeah. Was, oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's something else.
He really is.
Yeah. He's a bad dude.
He was terrifying. Yeah. Yeah.
That's when boxing was at its best, when there was just incredible heavyweights. Not that there isn't right now. What's his face coming back, I guess.
All right, Jake, you're up again.
Back to back. All right. An all around guy. I think he's a good dude for the most part. He can act. He was a Mr. Universe or Mr. Olympian a bunch of times. Governor of California. I'm going with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like Terminator 1, if you guys remember the opening scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's just like, that's peak masculinity. Just full frontal, walking towards the camera.
That's Terminator 2.
Are you sure it's 2?
Yes, because they play George Thorogood when he's walking out of the bar, and it's the most badass scene ever.
And I forgot.
Standing there looking around.
Yeah, I forgot that scene was right in the opening of the movie, so I watch it with my son. I'm like, oh, fuck.
He takes the guy's shotgun and he bends it in half and he throws him. It's like my most badass scene in movie history.
It's really, really badass. And just, he's extremely well-rounded. Came here from, I mean, Austria, right?
Yeah,
Austria.
So. Yeah.
And has done what he's done. Pretty incredible.
He's had success at like everything.
Everything.
Like you said. Yep. Yeah. Bodybuilding, acting, politics. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the little documentary? Pumping Iron, I believe it is.
With Arnold. I'm aware of it, but I haven't seen it.
It's worth a watch. It's good.
I saw the Bigger, Stronger, Faster. That was really good. You ever seen that one?
I think I've seen bits and pieces.
Pretty
of
good.
It. Yeah, not the whole thing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Arnold Schwarzenegger's great pick.
Yeah, this is just kind of shows the way my brain works. I have nobody outside of America on this list.
So
no,
a lot of that's true though.
All right,
because I can't draft him now, but I had the Marble Man on there. obviously fictional, yeah, but like, yeah. Like he just exemplifies.
Like, all it takes for me to want a cigarette. I just hear Marlboro Man. I'm like,
but
oh, I need
a cigarette. But like, I don't. I'm trying to think of like an Italian or like a French guy. I'm like, they're not dudes.
French are a bunch of yellow belly pussies.
Right? Yeah. I don't know many French guys.
Yeah,
I'm trying to like think of a French guy.
Messi's not French.
He's Argentine.
You know who I fucking hate is that French hockey player.
Oh yeah,
I hate that guy, Antoine Roussel.
He's been at the top of my shit list for like a decade.
I hate that fucker.
The bodybuilding stuff, like, is that? He's lifting a lot of weights, like all the time.
Shit ton of weights. Like, yeah.
Why? At some point,
I mean, for the Mr. Olympian, like that was basically his only goal.
Yeah,
was to win that, and he had superior genetics. Like, his symmetry is what people loved about Arnold. That's why he won.
That's why he got elected.
8 or 10, like, yeah. That probably was part of it. Yeah, but
oh, you mean like the muscle groups,
like just like how symmetrical like both sides of his body were, each muscle group like was fully developed. You know, some people have less inferior, more inferior genetics where they just can't grow their chest or their biceps or whatever.
I have all of that.
You've got it all. Yeah. You've got it all. Yeah. But if Arnold were to, like, in that condition today competing, I don't think he's Mr. Olympian. Because, like, guys now, like, look like freaks.
Like, yeah. Phil Heath and, you know, shit?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, and even there's just, it's just completely different.
Yeah, it's a different ball game.
It's totally different.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was the best of his time.
Yeah.
You know, by far.
Beast, man.
Yeah.
Beast. All right, Arnold's off the board. Carl, you're up.
I want to get a baseball player. I'm in between. Now I'm getting like fucking old. I'm gonna go another dead guy, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go baseball dude. You say dude, it's the Mick. It's Mickey Mantle. It's getting a blowjob in the seventh inning.
Yeah, not left field bleachers or whatever.
Oh. You know, it's
wow.
It's being the best runner in like the history of baseball with like one fucking leg. Having as much power from the right side as the left side, being from like small town nowhere, going into Yankee Stadium and just making people—it's like, oh, Joe DiMaggio, my God, Mickey Mantle, look at this guy. And then the other thing is, he's just such a hard charging, mean motherfucker. Like,
there's a picture.
Legendary dude in the baseball community. Maybe not outside.
It might have been Luke.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not. No, they say it's because there's probably football players and stuff. He's a dude. But fuck, Mickey Mantle.
And great name.
It's a great baseball name. Great baseball. One of the all-time great baseball names. There's a picture. I forget if
the
it's Lou Gehrig.
Yes, it's him. It's him and coming
he's
off.
Dwarfing.
He's, yes, he just Joe DiMaggio scored a run and he picked up the bats and he's walking in and his
Mantle
forearms
and DiMaggio
are the size of my fucking torso.
Mantle was just like completely fucking alphaing this guy in the picture. It was either Joe DiMaggio or I'm trying to look it up right now, but like, whoever he was sitting next to, and it was another Hall of Famer, I'm pretty sure, was just like a normal looking guy. I was about to say, dude, a normal looking guy, and Mickey Mantle's just sitting there, yoked out of his skull.
Wow. He had some forearms on him.
Oh yeah, he did. Oh
that's
yeah,
back in
did.
The day. They're not doing exercises. You're
he was
not
just
doing
fucking.
Well, that's what I'm talking sit about. Like with Arnold, that's just a lot. Some curls. Of that can be genetics.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Like you just see some dudes like giant calves.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like back in the day. You just Mark get in Pryor. Line and do like jumping jacks in spring training for like 5 minutes. All right, boys, get all loose.
You know, like where like Bob Feller or Christy Mathewson was throwing against like a moving motorcycle to calculate his speed. You ever see that video?
No.
And he's
we
in like a fucking
the other day.
He's
like
in a button down and like leather shoes and like fucking slacks, supposedly throwing like 98. Like no fucking way.
Sounds
but if
super
he was,
scientific to
like I just I mean if I were to do that I'm getting hurt for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Could that you point. Beat my Subaru right now? Go wrap it up. What do you have in the tank right now?
93 probably.
Sink?
Yeah, there'll be some sink on it. Not near as much as I'd like, but yeah. But if
where'd
I,
that go?
If I play in this classic, I gotta get ready.
We're trying to get you in the I don't want to put any pressure on you, but Javi Baez just came into the world. He got invited to play in the World Baseball Classic, and he's got to let
For Puerto Rico.
Ooh.
Yeah, my grandfather was born there, so Eduardo Perez calls me. He's like, hey, we need starters. I'm like, well, give me some time to think about it.
Like,
this.
I'm a podcaster, so
that's
what
I
call
yeah, that's what I do now. Like, having to crank up the whip again, it's a lot of work.
I got some Puerto Rican blood. You want to package this up? I'll come down and catch some bullpens.
What can you
shit.
Do? Yeah. You can catch my sides.
Hell yeah!
Well, you've been a truck's been in the garage for how long? Like you're still you know you
you're
don't
fresh.
Got the, I'm fresh. There's no dust on the cover yet.
A month and a half throwing program.
Yeah. What's his face? Did it for Canada in the last one?
Yeah, Dempster.
Yeah, Ryan Dempster.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's cool.
He was also much older and in much worse shape than you.
You're in better shape than Verlander, just saying.
He's a freak, though.
But you're in better
shape. He is a freak.
Wow.
Freak.
Wish I had that arm.
He's probably got a hammer, too.
Okay, Mickey Mantle.
I could have probably had a better pick there. I was in between two baseball players. I thought.
You're very old school and classic right now with Roosevelt.
I think there's one other one. I wouldn't really touch anybody that's currently playing off the top of my head.
But now I can get creative because I feel like I bookend myself with some very masculine guys. Now I can be creative within my definition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You going to go all dead guys?
I'll go. I have no problem going
all dead. You're on your way.
Trying to decide if I want to take a bad dude now. Because I got one bad dude on my list. Yeah.
You just want to say Mamma Jamma.
I do like saying bad dude. Bad Mamma Jamma. He's a bad dude.
All right, it's to me. I'm going to go kind of in the Jake vein right there, and I'm taking Sylvester Stallone.
Hate it.
I'm
just kidding. I love it.
Because here's the thing. Like, you could take, you know, the persona and everything. The Rambo. Fact that, you know, the story behind Rocky, right?
It was like
he wrote all that shit himself. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we'll buy this from you. And, like, we'll make it. And he's like, no, fuck you. You're going to buy it from me, and I'm going to be the star in it as well. He, like, took no for an answer. And he said, I'm going to be fucking Rocky. And he did it. And, like,
that's a timeless, yeah.
He, like, himself. That's like a bootstraps. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I love a good bootstrap.
He was a porn star beforehand, right?
He's got a fucking speech impediment, and he won an Oscar for, like, best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't he an Academy Award winner?
I think Rocky won Best Picture.
Really? Yeah. I don't know if he.
I think his acting is not. It's not the best.
Yeah, I don't think.
But it's passionate. It comes from a place.
Yeah, it's that's his best. That's what he's got.
And then he shows up and does Rambo.
Man. Confession: I've never seen Rambo.
Rambo's sick.
Check it out.
Oh, sure.
You wouldn't. There's part of you that sees Rambo and you're like, okay.
There's
Rambo, shit goes south. Like, I got some fucking
and Predator. You've seen Predator?
Yeah.
That's obviously Schwarzenegger.
You should have led with that. With the Predator one.
But yeah, dude, just to fucking do that yourself and take no for an answer, that's a fucking dude.
What is your favorite Stallone movie? Cliffhanger?
I mean, I am partial to Rocky.
Yeah.
It's just the whole thing.
I mean, Rocky IV is just so fucking
good. It's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you got back-to-back Italians. You're going Christopher Columbus next?
Yeah, you know.
Possibly. Well, when he came back in as Balboa. The reprise, or was it Creed? Which one did
Rocky
he fight
Balboa.
In?
He fought in Rocky one Balboa
in like 2007.
Yeah. And he was managing a restaurant.
And he was working out with Barry Bonds in the offseason. He was fucking yoked in that picture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I called it a picture.
Yeah, like his.
Are you
all
talking
his,
about like the film. Newer Rockies?
There was one in 2007 where I don't know if he fought Robert De Niro or something like that. No, that's it.
No.
I haven't seen any.
That was Grudge Match, I think it was called.
Did you like that?
I didn't see it.
Sounds fucking horrible.
Sounds fucking funny though. But yeah, Stallone's a fucking dude.
Good
so.
Pick, Ed.
Thank you. Chief.
I am gonna go with a bad dude. And I'm gonna take my dad's all time favorite football player, Lawrence Taylor. So Lawrence Taylor, bad dude, bad boy, couldn't block him, breaking legs, no remorse. Like he was a bad, bad dude. And I don't think there's ever been anybody quite like him. I think he won two MVPs, like league MVPs as a defensive player.
Yeah.
And so
I mean, widely regarded as the best defensive players
of all time. Yeah. And like a swagger about him. And like if you've ever seen, I feel like they never put it on anymore, but like NFL films where he's like mic'd up and like barking at people. He had like that Mike Tyson kind of vibe as a linebacker defensive end where he was just a bad dude with scary eyes and ran his mouth and backed it up. So
was he in a lot of trouble?
He had some issues with cocaine and maybe some issues with some
ladies
of the night.
Yeah. He was playing.
I think in the 80s in New York City. Yeah. Yeah.
Very prevalent.
So, yeah.
Didn't
no
he,
doubt about
it.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like underage recently?
Not recently. And I
but
think
like
he was acquitted of that.
Yeah. I think that was a setup, dude. Yeah. Come on. Do your homework. Allegedly.
He was a guy that was scary to guys in an era where like it was at its like its peak in terms of like nastiness, the way they played.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to play in that era and be one of those guys that was at the top, definitely
like,
a dude.
I feel like he's a guy that were like, we have to change the rules. Like he's gonna hurt too many people. So
yeah.
Great cameo in Waterboy.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
What's he say? Don't smoke crack.
Yeah. Brings me to my next point.
Don't smoke crack.
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to have like one or two lines in a movie, that's a good one to have.
He also he has a face. I feel like faces obviously get obscured by the football mask. He has a face that really stands out behind a mask. Like, yeah. I can see those eyes, but obviously Singletary comes to mind. Don't want to, you know, tip too many Pixar if that was on your board. But terrifying face, terrifying teeth. Type of guy who wouldn't wear a mouthpiece, I feel like, or like the mouthpiece is like on the, he doesn't give a fuck where the mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. He's a bad dude.
Lawrence
Taylor. Nice pick.
White Sox, Dave.
I'm going to go with another chalk one, and then I'm going to open it up for my next pick. Atta but baby. I am going with Justin Timberlake. He is also on my Mount Rushmore of dudes that I just – he's just the best at fucking everything. He's just the best at living. I know he's – for people that have been drafted Sinatra and Burrow a little bit, he's more of a pretty boy. But, I mean, he first with Britney Spears when she was Britney Spears, not the mental fucking – okay. Freak that she is now.
Dave.
Not
maybe
fair.
Part of that is his fault.
I mean, maybe. And that goes into him being a dude.
In a bad way.
Quickly, by the way, has anybody been on Britney Spears' Instagram page lately?
No.
Oh, she throws up Peters all the time.
My wife. It is diehard Britney.
It is just about the most unbelievably insane.
Oh, yeah. She's,
social media.
She's
page.
Off the reservation. 42
million followers.
Wow.
42 million.
Well, you know, she was under a conservatorship for like almost her entire life.
Yeah.
We did a show about that.
Yeah.
Tough
crazy to think about.
Oh, yeah.
People say but Timberlake like tossed her under the or threw her under the bus or something.
For what?
I don't know. Like when they were coming up and once it was like, you know, he didn't like
her. I mean, he broke up with her, which is, I mean, if you.
Is that what you mean?
No, he banged her, dude.
Well, I know,
sure.
Like, but everybody, that was.
Speaking of which, you want to lead with one thing. Justin Timberlake probably has the best sex of anybody on his list.
Well, that's part of my point is
moving around.
He
was probably just like a cum.
Banged Britney Spears.
Everybody just coming around.
Interesting. What do you guys think about this one?
So, I understand what Dave's saying, but like part of the dude factor for me is like leadership, like Jake was saying, I don't get that vibe from him. Part of it is like a guy that I like would be like, that would be cool to like knock a few beers back with him. I don't get that vibe.
Oh my god, that is fucking wild.
I do.
Like, he's supposed to be like a sweet golfer and like
I've heard that too.
Yeah, he's like a good
he's
athlete.
Good at every, he's good at every, but like he doesn't like I don't think that he would be comfortable sitting where Jake is today. You know, like
he seems pretty confident and comfortable. Yeah. In himself. Yeah. I don't know. Like I. To your point earlier, I think he's a guy that can walk in any room and like make it work with doesn't matter what
maybe he knows how to schmooze
like groups of people there. Yeah, I mean he could just you know he could small talk like you know
what if it
he
was
could be
like,
funny.
What if it was like four or five like just blue collar guys, like regular guys?
I think he could make that work.
I don't know. He's been in like
he's been around Disney Channel
since
sure.
he was
I get
fucking
that.
12. Like he's only been around. Like,
he seems like a guy that gets it though. Because if
I think
he didn't get
to.
It. He would have fallen victim to being that, you know, what most child celebrities are. Because he was on the Disney Channel prior to him being in NSYNC and everything.
That's not
and
a bad point.
If, I mean, it's been decades since then, and he's still on top of the world.
It's just
and
tough. I know him with frosted tips.
I mean, he's close to the...
Like, I know him Mickey Mouse Club. Like,
I know
that he's evolved,
tips.
But
you had those too?
What I have?
Did you have
frosted tips?
For sure.
There was
a point in time there, like middle school.
Yeah, definitely.
My hair was blonde in 2004.
Sure. I had it.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, it was.
Well, you had your ears pierced.
Yeah.
I had my left ear pierced.
Oh, there you go.
I did.
Look at that.
What the fuck is going on in Plano?
I mean, the hole's... It's closed up, but you can still see it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's still there.
Good lobes. Good lobe proportion.
Yeah. I don't know. Went
this
through a weird
like,
phase.
If this is like a talented person draft, like he's a first rounder, no problem, but it's like, I don't know. Dude? I'm unsure.
Some of these guys, if we had our room together... The first nine guys, and then like Timberlake showed up. I think some of the guys would be like, "I thought this was like a dude hangout."
Yeah.
Like, no, they let him like come in, like sing and dance and stuff. But like, I think Tyson's in the corner with like Joe Burrow being like, "You know this guy?"
Yeah.
I was gonna try to do a Mike Tyson impersonation.
I don't. You know what? I just did one. This? Floor's open for you, Dave. Give me your best. We'll take as much time as you need.
How about this? I don't think Timberlake feels like a locker room guy.
I would disagree with that.
I agree.
You agree that he's not a locker room guy?
I think so.
That's part of being a dude.
But he's like, so what?
But he's friendly. Like, I think he golfs with Curry, and he's playing with Travis Kelce and Mahomes. Like,
yeah.
So maybe he is.
Yeah, but it's like at Pro-Amps 4 hours at a time. Are they calling him up later to be like, let's...
Maybe they do.
Maybe.
Maybe they're boys.
They're not a team sport guy. He's a single sport guy.
Have you ever heard they're not?
Yeah, okay.
That he's not?
Yeah.
No, but I think... Yeah, I don't know, man. He doesn't scream dude to me. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, I want to hear you guys shit talk this one. I'm going with Pat Tillman in my next pick.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on, try and shit talk it.
Well, I mean, you just go Justin Timberlake. Like, did you do this on purpose? Did you do this on fucking purpose, Dave?
What, going from Timberlake to... I told you I was going with the chalk ones. Now I'm going...
Pat Tillman's won one in this draft, dude. Pat Tillman walked away from a start. He was like Pro Bowl safety.
I think he had like $16 million.
Sweet, dude.
Millions
hair.
Of dollars.
Nope.
Arizona
Green
State.
Green fucking beret.
And...
Legend.
Not impressed.
I'm kidding.
Well, of course, Red Ed's not impressed.
I'm kidding.
Clip that.
I'm kidding.
He's an ultimate dude.
Yeah. So fucking fantastic.
So we're all talking about different definitions of dudes.
He's a fucking
Pat Tillman. Like, so all these guys, they're not dudes unless they have the camera in front of them. He's a dude because he got the fuck away from the camera. So it's like a polar opposite, but at the exact same time, they're all dudes.
And going to do what he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the heart of when, you know, everybody's ears were perked up about, you know, terrorists coming over from the Middle East. He's like, I'm going to go fight him myself.
Is that why he wore that hat?
Actually, I...
Shout out, Pat.
Didn't think of it until we started the draft.
Yeah.
Dave, say yes.
Yeah, that is why, though.
All right, give me your Mike Tyson.
I got to think. Hold on. Keep going.
Do Michael Scott do it, Mike Tyson.
I don't know what... I know who Michael Scott is. I don't watch The Office.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he says in that.
It's an unbelievable.
I'm Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the lisp.
Yeah.
The lisp.
Yeah.
Nah, there's no holes to poke in Pat Tillman.
Yeah.
So. Zero.
Yeah.
Yep. Chief.
Fuck. Now I got to follow up that.
That's a... Would be a good time for a word from a...
I already know my last pick's going to be, and I can't wait to hear what Jake says about it, because he'll know.
Yeah.
On, like, a personal level, he'll know.
We need a couple of those mixed in here.
Personal. Yeah. I thought about it. Yeah.
We could do a bonus round, but, you know, shout out, like the James draft when we just easily. Mixed in the fifth round was shouting out random people.
Yeah.
Name James, Jimmy, Jim.
What do we got, Chief?
Buying your time here, Chief.
I'm going, appreciate it. I'll go JFK. So, JFK... Dude.
Yeah, he's a dude.
Banged a lot of chicks.
Sweet, banged a lot of chicks, fucking war hero, politician, and like somehow you want to talk about a guy who can relate to anybody. He was like the richest, prep school, Harvard, all this, and then his base was always like the working class. Like he was out like south side of Boston
Sounds
getting people
familiar.
On his team. So I'll go JFK, another guy who just like similar, I know you hate cigar pictures, Dave, apparently.
Hates
guys smoking cigars.
A 22-year-old is not a cigar
of
smoker.
People, hates pictures of people.
When you win titles, you are.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Victor
yeah.
Cigars,
what do you mean?
Man.
Everybody smokes cigar at prom. You're like, you're 18.
Yeah. Good point. Eddie?
But not
point.
A smoker.
But if someone hands you a cigar.
Like Tony Soprano is a cigar smoker.
Like I'm not a cigar smoker, but if I get handed one on a golf course or something, then in that moment, I'm smoking a cigar.
It's just a culture. Mm-hmm. Being a cigar thing's a commitment, because once you get into it, then you have to like really get into it.
Eddie brought a box to the Sox game. Was that last weekend?
Yeah.
At the Miller Lite thing we did. And
nice touch.
It was a nice gesture.
Nice it was an awesome gesture. It was an incredible gesture. I swallowed some of the smoke, and I went behind the
brutal,
RV and puked my brains out.
Yeah.
And it was coffee, and I thought my eyes were going to just pop.
You smoke them, Jay? Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the first like time he was saying, it's,
you
it's,
have a smoker.
It's a commitment. We have a smoke room.
Oh, you got
yeah,
that?
It's just got ventilation that goes
that's
out of the
sick,
side
dude.
Of the house
that
in the basement.
Sick.
That's sick.
Yeah,
so you better develop an addiction to go with the infrastructure.
We have the opportunity to smoke them in there, which is why
nice.
I did it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but like it gets expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Smoking a cigar a day, like that's way too much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I don't like them that much. I enjoy
a
cigar.
I do it one a weekend.
Yeah,
you know that's it.
And I can see you.
I really like it. Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
Do you have
you
a
do
box
one a
somewhere?
Weekend
or just about?
Wow.
In the summer, I should say.
Okay.
It's cold out. I'm not going outside.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you looking like, forward to what your voice is going to sound like in 30 years? Because
now nah, one a week's not going to do that.
No.
Oh, see,
one a week's fine.
Yeah. You don't think so?
Nah,
I feel like a week.
Yeah, one week's not.
Gonna
do
I don't know.
I
well,
try to. It's not every weekend.
Then you should amp it up because that's part of being a dude. Like cigar smoke dudes with that. Like
yeah,
Joel
but I also
Quenville.
Don't know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to know. It's
but like, I love that like, gravel. Like,
do you know what you're doing?
Like, with
do
the
you,
cigar?
Yeah. Like, do you know like this kind?
Nah, I mean, I've tried a ton of different cigars.
Yeah.
I don't know them all that well. People can break it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like nice wines. They'll give you all the components of them. Like, it tastes good. I don't really.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to fucking explain it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like they do.
Who was the cigar guy in the Cubs?
I could see Lester being one.
Jock Peterson.
Okay.
Love cigars.
Really?
Yeah. This guy's big so in cigars. Interesting. It's big unbelievable.
I mean, guys would just, Ian Happ likes cigars.
I could see that.
And kind of here and there. Like, me and Happ would share a cigar every once in a while.
What about the Latin guys? You know, like Strop come in?
Not really.
Really?
No.
That's actually, no. I didn't think of that, but like a Cuban guy, like that's like you hear Cubans, like cigars pops in your head.
So anybody chief in heaters?
We smoke some heaters. you got to have a rally heater every once in a while.
Of course.
I heard some Margit likes. Is like a pack of days.
He's from Northwest Indiana.
He's a regional.
Low taxes, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it a fireworks and cigs if you're from Northwest Indiana?
Yeah. The shark puts down some heaters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good that's pick. Awesome. Good pick.
Yeah, JFK is great.
He did get shot in the head. It's part of the.
It was a bad ending.
Yeah. If you get shot in the head, then you qualify.
From a dude standpoint, are
you think you lose your dude status?
Yeah. No, I think it diminishes it a little bit.
I don't think so.
He was such a dude that they had to take him out.
Yeah,
the
mafia
bounced back.
Yeah,
but
you're still a dude if you get assassinated.
I think that makes you like the dude.
No, I don't.
Like,
think
if you're such a dude,
we can't fucking stop this dude with normal causes. We better just fucking murder him.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Just like Pat, there's no hole. It's tough to poke holes in these.
Well, they poke some holes in them.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
they did.
It's enough time.
One large
JFK joke.
Yes,
hole.
They did.
Do you believe in the single shooter theory, Dave?
Do you remember when Darren Revelle tweeted like the fully unedited picture or video?
You just
see all the blood splatter all over.
Dave's talking about the anniversary of the JFK assassination a couple years ago.
It was so aggressive.
Darren Revelle tweeted out the full.
He's a fucking
HD
over Jack.
He's a cyborg. Like he just
what just a ruthless person.
And people kept reporting him for
I said like
murder.
This is a violation of Twitter. Turn the service. Yeah.
All right, it's to me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep.
All right, third round pick. I'm going to go with your dad's favorite story, your football coach's favorite story, and it's the guy who cut off his fucking pinky so he wouldn't miss the beginning of the season. I'm going with Ronnie Lott. 49ers. He could have had surgery, would have missed the season. He's like, nah, just
take it off.
Take it off. Yeah.
What do you need your pinky for?
Yeah.
Like, that's like, you hear what Ronnie Lott did? And you're hurt? You know what I mean? Like, everyone has heard the Ronnie Lott story as a kid athlete, right?
Yeah. So, my dad, same thing. Like, loves him. He's everybody's dad's favorite, like you said. My dad saw him in an airport, like, maybe, I don't know, like 8 years ago. And he's, like, proud of his interaction with Ronnie Lott. He goes, man, you could really hit. And then my dad just walked. He's like, thanks, man. My dad walked away. He's like, I nailed that. I'm like, what? He's like, you really hit, man. Like, oh, thanks.
That's great.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that for your boys and be out there playing, that's a dude
there. That's for a dude.
That'll get you motivated.
Yep. Fuck yeah, dude. And that's like, what did that do for the rest of the team? Right?
He's willing to cut his fucking finger off to be
you
out
better,
here with us.
Yeah,
get
the rest of you.
You know?
Yeah.
So you imagine that? You're like, ah, man, my ankle's a little sore.
Football must have been so fucking sweet in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With those
dangerous
guys and LT and Singletary.
Dude, sweet. When you watch the old school NFL films.
It's incredible.
The fucking... Like Bears Packers
flag
blood
flag
feud?
flag suspension. There was just
like guys like gouging each other's eyes out.
Oh, yeah. It was like real gladiator.
They were trying to
shit.
Decapitate Jim McMahon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were trying to decapitate him.
They had a bounty on
him. Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, that's fire.
Yeah. I wonder how much that was
football.
Had to do with like guys in like greenies and amphetamines back then.
Oh, I'm sure plenty.
Ready to pop,
just like if you watch, you watch baseball like in the 70s and 80s too, those guys fucking wanted to kill each other night in, night out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, different.
Every night.
That's different, like, different time.
And I love the pick. I don't think that it's a... Anybody that listens to us is going to really even know.
I disagree, dude. I think that story lives on forever. Forever.
Because it's their dad.
Right?
Yeah.
I
guess that's true. I mean, it won't be coming from
us. I think it's like one of the best, toughest moments. I think he's the owner of one of the toughest moments in sports history.
But what else do you know besides that?
I can't speak to...
Yeah.
I know that he... And I also know he was like a badass on the, you know...
He's like,
was he the Immaculate Reception?
No.
That was Pittsburgh.
I don't know how many kids know that story.
You don't think so?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, you know what? You need to go to Cooper's football practice tomorrow.
I have to tell him that.
You have to.
Practice tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
his first little injury, like when he gets nicked up, it's like, let me tell you about Ronnie Lott.
Yeah.
That's.
I'm going to tell the whole team.
Yeah. But we didn't see him play, though, is what I'm saying.
I asked my phone around real
but
quick.
But I think that makes it even like a bigger deal. I never fucking saw a snap of this guy.
It was a. No, I take my. It was a good pick back. He had an awesome dude moment. We don't know what else on. I mean, he's a great football player, Hall of Famer, murdered people on the field.
He's like the greatest safety who ever lived. Like the, you know what?
Come on, man. Ed Reed's still taking breaths.
He was on
right there. It's a different era, but yeah, like those are the two guys.
Four times Super Bowl champion. 10-time Pro Bowl. There's a lot of shit.
Like he's. I think it's a good pick.
All right.
Great story.
Definitely
great story.
Carl.
And thanks for that. I gotta pass that story along.
There you go.
Well, this is toeing the line now because this is a real person, but he plays a character. I'm taking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ooh.
Stone Cold Steve Austin is such a fucking dude.
Now, some would say
Stone Cold.
That's a problematic pick.
Oh, is Steve Austin a problematic pick?
Is that his real name? Because that's who I'm taking.
You're saying it's a character?
Well, I mean, I'm taking Stone Cold.
Yeah, that's actually his real name.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I don't know enough about wrestling, but I feel like it's...
No, he blends...
That's not his real name.
If Stone Cold walked down the street, someone would go, Stone Cold.
Yeah. No, it's not Stone Cold.
No, it's Steve Austin. No, I didn't know if he went by like a stage name or something, but it is Steve Austin, his real name.
Dude, if you guys...
You could have taken Goldberg.
I mean, I would have taken Goldberg.
He was born as Steve Anderson.
He's a fucking dude.
I mean...
You're taking Steven Anderson?
Put Steven Anderson on the graphic, please.
I'm kidding.
Steven Anderson on the graphic.
You know, and people
you're taking
who,
Steve Austin.
People
though.
Who are just Steve tuning into the show, and then they see me lose my mind, and they're like, how did... Years of this.
Ken Jack?
Years of this torture. Yeah. Sure, I'll take Steve Anderson.
No, but here's good the thing. Pick. I still think it's a good pick, considering, like, on... Well, it's an okay pick, considering... I don't know. People might be like, he's kind of a jack-off. But... When he does those podcasts, like he's fucking.
Is he?
Yeah,
he's done shit with like P&T.
He's just
right?
drinking his
beer,
and he's just
dude. Him catching beers after a big match, throwing a stunner out there, climbing the turnbuckle. Somebody's just throwing a couple cold ones. He's never seen the man drop one. Never seen this guy drop a beer.
I've heard that from other wrestling fans.
All over his face, just the coolest dude in the world, walking around in jean shorts and a leather vest. And I mean, for wrestling aficionados or to spur and bring on the Attitude Era. And then when WCW came up and they poached all the big names, like, yeah, go ahead, take fucking Hulk Hogan. Go ahead. You can have Sting and Ric Flair and all those dudes can go to WCW. We have fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin here, stunning Undertaker, stunning Kane. Mm-hmm. Those were
I love Stone
that's
Cold,
the that's so. The era.
He
and without Stone Cold, a lot of people could argue WWF doesn't get to Fold, the E and all that shit.
Yeah. No. Take your word for it. He is like, it's probably in the history of the internet, one of my top five most used GIFs is when he was on that reality show, like Tough Enough, and he's like he's just like the epitome of just like frustration to the point that you can't even like let the words out.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a nice pick.
Do you like, he's a Texas guy, right?
I believe he is a Texas guy. Yeah.
Did you like Longest Yard, the remake with Adam Sandler? We would have been like seniors in high school, you wouldn't know.
Yeah. It was good.
He's from Houston area.
Victoria, Texas.
Because he and Goldberg were in that.
I didn't know.
Stone Cold plays a guard. Yeah, he plays like a.
Okay.
Jake, you're up.
That was Goldberg.
Let's go.
I don't think
Goldberg
was
on the team, number X.
Steve Austin was in that, too?
Yeah, he was a guard.
Uh-huh. Hmm. You sure?
Was he?
Yeah, positive.
Okay. I think that's his last good movie, by the way.
Adam Sandler underrated movie.
I think it's hilarious. Tracy Morgan in it as a cheerleader is like laugh out loud funny to me. Give me a D, give me, and he's like, all right. It's just so funny. Anyways, that was a complete tangent.
Courtney Cox too in the opener. Those Hooters.
That rack is immaculate.
I'm gonna go with Elon Musk.
Ooh.
And just
wow,
like what he's done in business, the companies he started. He's a weird dude.
Can you be a weirdo and be a dude?
get
again, like I've seen him on podcasts and doing all these TV shows. He's like weird mannerisms, kind of like seems uncomfortable, but then like when you see him get into things with people, like he's seems like he's got everything well put together. He's well spoken. He is a little weird, but yeah. I respect him kind of for everything he's done, everything he's trying, everything he's trying to do. And I think I would want to like sit around and have a few, for sure.
He would
drink a six pack with him.
For different reasons than any of these guys on the list.
Yeah.
Like it's different. It's like a nerdy, less like masculine kind of, not less masculine, but not like one of these physical freaks we're talking about.
Yeah, you've got the spectrum here. You got Tyson, Arnold, and then Elon.
And he's an Austin guy now.
Yeah.
Everybody's moving to Austin. How are you liking that?
Love it.
All those California elites moving.
It's all good. I mean, people were eventually going to get out of California. They're just taking too much of your money.
It's true.
Yeah.
Austin's great. But with SpaceX and he's trying to put AI in people now with that Neuralink stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that.
See how that would you do it?
I'd like to see how it goes first.
Yeah, because I think you're going to have to do it.
I think he started it because he was trying to help people regenerate like limb function that had like paralysis or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
I think he successfully did it with pigs, right?
Did he?
I think so. I don't know about this pick. I can't make up my mind.
Yeah.
I cannot make up my mind.
I mean, if you said weird,
a little weird. But like when you see him on Rogan's podcast and you see him, you know,
smoking weed and
A little uncomfortable, but like he knows, like it's like he's self-aware.
He was willing to smoke weed, like who he is on Rogan's podcast, and like just deal with all of the backlash. Yeah. Like fuck it,
he's impervious to any sort of criticism at all. Mostly, I think a lot of it has to do with him being just smarter than everybody around him.
Well, okay,
so he can just.
I'm glad you said
that. Win word battles. But.
I'm glad you said that because there's this one clip of him I saw recently where he was, I'm not going to get the engineering part of it right, but he was like giving somebody a tour, who like a podcast guy, of like a SpaceX launch site.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy like pointed something out on the rocket that was like, and Elon's like, you could see him doing the calculations in his head.
He said, we should do that.
He's like, we're going to do that. We're going to get that fixed. We're going to do that. And so it's like, you're the richest and this hyper-intelligent, hyper-successful guy, and you hear criticism from, like, essentially a guy like us, like a blogger, and he's like, you're right, we'll fix that.
We're going
to
get it done.
So he had, like, the humility in that moment.
Yeah. When he could have just been like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, like, fuck off. Like, we've been working on this for 7 years or whatever. And he's like, no, like, you're right, we'll fix that. Like, that to me, like, that's a good dude. Mm-hmm. That's a good dude that still, like, even though he's done all these things, he still has, like, perspective and humility.
Of course. Course.
Eddie, you're the Elon guy in the house. What do you think of
this guy? Can't put bait on a fucking hook.
I bet he can.
Okay.
I bet he'll design a robot.
He can totally do that.
What do you got, Ed?
No, I think.
I mean, you drive a Tesla.
I'm not like an Elon guy. I like him. Like, for all the reasons you said, I like that he mixes it up with the people and he's like so involved and like, hey, I'm like one of the smartest guy and most brilliant people, but I still want to be normal and like kind of talk to people. So I appreciate that about him. So that kind of makes him a dude in retrospect. But I don't know.
I always wonder when he's in conversation with somebody, he'll have those pauses.
Yeah.
He's trying to, you know, put his thoughts together, or is he trying to dumb it down to people because not near as smart as he is?
I think that because Rogan said that when he talks to him, it's just like, whew, like it's just over his head.
Right.
So
I can imagine it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing, a little criticism is he named one of his kids like A12 or something.
It was supposed to be like, it's supposed to be Rachel, from what I want to say or remember.
It's the worst name.
But it's how they spell it. It's like Greek pronunciations or something.
Yeah, it was like, you're a fucking asshole for that.
But is he married or does he just have like a stable of breeders?
He's got like 10 kids, right?
Yeah. He's got a lot of kids.
He also had like, because he gave this speech somewhere talking about how like the biggest threat going forward is population collapse. And then he's like, well, I'm just trying to stop that. He's like, I'm doing my share to stop population collapse.
It's like you get to a point where it's like, why can't you just enjoy, you know, like go do some shrooms and go look at the trees or something.
I think he probably does plenty of that.
All right.
Did you see, so the, I guess, global mindset, if you would ask people, is it we're overpopulated? And then he believes there's an underpopulation
problem. He thinks that the biggest challenge going forward is not that we'll be overpopulated. It's that the birth rate's declining so much that we won't have enough people to sustain the infrastructure that we've built.
And if a guy like Elon is saying that, like, I'm listening.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I thought he was fucking around because he's having so many kids. Like,
no,
he's helping
no. There's a lot of people that think that. Because it's like, well, it's a different day for that.
Well, I mean, you know, guy likes to come.
He actually has gotten
specific places too,
like airplanes,
right?
Yeah,
well, correct.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you just when you got to come, you got to come.
Allegedly,
you're up again, Jake.
I'm gonna go with a musician. Great charisma, stage presence, unbelievable guitar player, John Mayer.
He's got an amazing
watch collection. Just again, a guy that can go in any room,
man,
and just be comfortable.
Dude, my favorite part about him is, aside from how he's like my favorite musician on the planet. I just saw him.
I'm shocked he didn't take him already.
I was going to. I didn't think anybody else would touch him. But on the Chappelle Show,
Wanted Timberlake,
he can seamlessly transfer to just being the funny like asshole on Chappelle Show.
Yep.
He's in a couple skits with Dave Chappelle. I watched him. This is right in the beginning of the pandemic. He did an Instagram Live with Dave Chappelle. He's legitimately a stand-up comic if he wants to be. He could just stop playing guitar and transition to being a stand-up comedian. He was going back and forth on this Instagram Live, and there's like tens of thousands of people watching it. And he's just like, he's ping-ponging with Dave Chappelle, and I'm like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, and he's hanging with Dave Chappelle like in an improv.
Yeah.
He's as cool as a dude as there is on Earth.
Yeah, and a lot of the skills that he has, a lot of people would be happy just to have one. He's got seven or eight different, you know, super attractive quality, like, you know, talents.
Yeah. And then, like top 1%.
Yeah. It's like, it's just, he's just like born with it.
Yeah. Have you seen his watch collection?
I've seen a good amount of it.
Oh, do you know him? Yeah. Do you know him?
No. I don't. Okay. I've just, you know, I'm heavy into watches and I saw a bunch of his stuff about his collection. And he knows, not just like, he doesn't just have really nice watches. He knows like the history of these things and how they're made and the complication.
It's not so like I'm a millionaire, here's 50 grand for a watch.
He's like all in, and there's certain watches that he has, you know, and you can just tell, like, if you're a collector, like, damn, there's not many of those. Like, he's very specific about which watches he's trying to buy.
He's got
like some of the most valuable watches in the world.
No shit.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I told this on I think it was a snake draft somewhere, but there was another, I think it was like a Pepsi promo or something, or maybe for Miller Lite or something. But he was in Connecticut where he's from, and he walks into a dive bar, and the dive bar was bugged with cameras everywhere, and he would intentionally wait for a dude to get up from a seat that was clearly on a date with his wife or girlfriend or fiance or whoever. He would go take that seat and just start talking them up like they were hey, nice to meet you, I'm John. Obviously, everybody knows who he is. And he would ask for their number after a couple minutes while the boyfriend's taking a shit in the bathroom or whatever. And you could see the girls just always looking around like, oh, fuck, this is John Mayer. I kind of have to give him my number. And they would all do it. And then in the meantime, the like producers or whatever would be in the back and tell the boyfriend what's going on. So they would send the boyfriend out to watch her, all these girls give the numbers out, and they're like mouthing to their friends, John Mayer, like asking for my number and shit. And then he was in on the joke, sorry, like, you're on camera, like, caught you.
You're not but getting just, piped.
Yeah. I mean, you're not on my list. He's got a laundry list of like the hottest girls of all time.
Yeah.
He's so sweet. Dude, the fact that the Grateful Dead like just tours with him. And he just,
I said it, it's the best concert I've ever been to. Yeah. It is. 5 straight hours of just him jamming with Bob Weir and the Dead. Incredible.
Like that he just seamlessly fits into it. And then the origination story of him being a musician is going to summer camp, being a loner, like not fitting in with the kids at camp. And then there was a broken guitar with only like 4 strings, and he had no idea how to tune it. So he taught himself how to play on a broken guitar with only a couple strings that was fucked up out of tuning. So people who play will tell you like it's really hard to follow John Mayer's
playing style.
He's got his
own
like
scale.
He can play however he wants and tunes it really bizarrely because he's like mastered the instrument in its like lowest form.
Wow.
No, his understanding and how well he knows the guitar is incredible.
Like Pedro coming over and being like, you know, I played on a fucking sand, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I would assume if he took an IQ test, it would be like 180.
Some guys, man.
Smart as fuck.
I would assume. I mean, I could be way wrong there, but he's just like on a different level.
There is that rumor that he's, you know, Giada, the chef that I love. with that the he's the reason that her
great sweater hams.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You won the Thanksgiving draft with her.
Sweater ham. I'll draft her.
Yeah, that's good. I haven't heard sweater ham.
She's got A-plus sweater hams.
You like those? You like their, yeah.
That'll make you laugh?
I'm going to write that one down.
So you got Ronnie Lott and sweater hams on over there?
Yeah. Right, that's good. Yeah. I'm going to tell them they're both going to the team.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good, good.
Make sure the kids will love that.
Bring that bring that on the plane.
They're starting to look at sweater hams now. Yeah. Like 10, 11. Like it's that time.
Oh, and
yeah,
two, yeah. 3 years.
Light switch comes on right then. Yeah.
They're like, they'll be FaceTime. They'll have like 7 or 8 different text threads with like 15 or 20 kids on them, which is way too much.
Yeah.
And there's he'll get FaceTimes randomly throughout the day. It's like, could you imagine weird kids having like FaceTime at like
crazy
11?
Yeah. Crazy.
Unbelievable. When you give them a phone, it's like game over.
Yeah, my dad doesn't even let me have a phone.
But then
anymore.
You got to do it though, because if you don't, then it's like they're behind, and then they're like the weird kid.
Yeah,
right? Like it's like a tough mix. Probably.
Well, and you know, he'll be at friends' houses or you know, if he's not with us, like I want to be able to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Like it's, I don't want him on it all the time, but I need him to have it.
Yes, it's a weird mix.
Right.
Carl, you're up.
It's more chalk than I would like. It's more chalk than I would like, but I'm going to take. Nobody in Hollywood moves a needle like Leo. I'm taking Leo. He's just so fucking cool.
I would have agreed until I saw his Oscar acceptance speech, and he's a fucking douche.
Oh, man, Dave.
The entire thing was about him saving the planet and all this green, like, New Deal shit.
Dude,
fuck
we
off.
Just celebrated Elon Musk
in
for
fucking private jets
chicks.
And drives Hummers everywhere. Fuck you. All
right.
Hummers are electric now.
I think that we feel like we have way more of an impact on like the planet than we do.
Yeah.
I would agree.
I think the temperature and the planet will regulate itself. It has for it's always done that.
Mm-hmm. Chief, you feel you know think what I mean? It's like you have some
I think that there it's like I hate taking a hard line because I don't think that I feel people say that and it's like, oh well, we should just treat the planet like shit. I don't think that either. Like should have like conservation and things like that. But this whole thing where it's like we're the root of all evil and there's too many people on the planet, like fuck off.
Yeah.
And Leo, I'm not like congrats on all the under 25s, but
it came out today that Gigi Haddad.
Yeah, it was last week.
Or last week. I saw it today. Yeah. She's 27, so he's...
But, like, I think he's
probably...
He's
going after cougars now, basically.
Well, he's responding to the haters, which...
he's like, you know what? I'll just pick the hottest, close to 25-year-old.
But a dude wouldn't do that. He'd just be like, hey, I like under 25. I'm going with that. So,
he should have doubled down and gone for, like, a 19-year-old.
He's very, like, cool.
I get the objections, but he's got a pussy posse. Like, I mean, that's...
I know, but, like, I don't know. I don't see him as, like... Like, there's an element of, like, you're a badass in some way.
Yes.
Yeah. And he doesn't give me badass vibes.
Like, he would walk into this room and be disgusted with everybody that worked in here.
I don't think that's the case at all, dude. I don't think that's the case at all.
I think
he'd sit down and guzzle beers and be like, what's up, boys? Like, I think if he...
Leo.
I think it's hard for
doing that
people
that but he'd
big
be smoking something douchey.
Okay.
You know, like, he'd probably have, like, a pipe.
It is hard for people that big to go anywhere.
Yeah. And like, probably doesn't trust. He just
got a tiny little circle of people he's with all the time. Like,
I mean, that's the biggest dude in Hollywood. Everything he touches is awesome. Like Tarantino wants to do a project. Who we call him? We're calling one of two guys.
Samuel L.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand your objections. And we're at the point in the draft where we got to start poking holes in the selections and the boards and stuff. Mm-hmm. I came in here. I wanted big Hollywood entertainment.
Douche.
And I got a spread here. And all the dude slays and smashes. Every time you see Leo, he's with the best. Look, and now we're going to sit around here. Us. And say, I don't know about that. I mean, get the fuck out of here.
When you win after... 3 decades of being like at or near the top of Hollywood and you finally get that Oscar, and I never even saw it. It was for Revenant, right? I never even saw it. He was badass in the movie,
back
apparently.
To the speech, Dave?
But that speech, I was
hearing
like,
those 30
what?
Seconds.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Yeah.
It was such a douchey speech.
That's
like, you could feel the smug in the air.
That's why I love that Ricky Gervais thing. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Can I take
your award
you know what?
And
can
fuck
I take
off.
The pick back? Obviously, can I take it back with my finger, my hand still on the chest piece?
No way.
Nope.
All right. Well, you guys obviously playing both sides of the fence here. Elon Musk is cool. because of underpopulation.
But Elon's kind of a badass.
Leo's over here.
He just could be an alien, too.
All he's done is really just put asses in the seats.
Does he got a belly button?
But like,
I haven't seen it.
Winslet, tits, face.
I haven't seen it.
Another immaculate pair of sweater hands.
Leo. Who? I don't know, man.
Wow. Kate Winslet. I don't know. He's so cool. He's the coolest.
But like, he's not a badass.
The coolest.
I don't know. I mean, listen, we're going to go circles and circles because, like, dude is so subjective.
Yeah.
But
he's not a dude. I don't think he's a dude.
Like, talented dude?
Sure. Talented.
All right, bro. You're throwing a party in Hollywood. The biggest people in the world are at this party.
I'm going to take a Hollywood dude right here in your face.
Okay, hold on a second. You're throwing this party, all right? And I can't wait to hear who's coming to your fucking party. But, like, literally anybody could be in that room. The richest people, the biggest superstars and all that shit. And fucking Leo shows up in sweatpants and a t-shirt with like a six-pack of Miller Lite and some.
He's not doing that. He's going to have like.
Yeah, he is that type of guy, I think. No. I think he's that type of just like ready, under the ground, like just like under the radar. Dude, that's why you only see him when paparazzi takes pictures of him on the fucking beach when he docks the yacht and he's banging chicks on the A-list. Like when he's not, he's just out. This is crazy.
You were trying to poke holes in Justin Timberlake.
I've seen video of him wandering around the street in like cargos and just a bullshit shirt and a low hat smoking heaters. So like, I mean, I feel like he'd be a good guy to party with. You know what I mean? But
I mean, I didn't know if it's like, okay, maybe he's not showing up to my dad's garage on a Saturday night. That's what I'm saying. The boys, but like, all right, you think Elon Musk is?
I think Elon, but like that badass.
It's one of the few I wrote down. Timberlake.
Yeah,
you Timberlake's coming by?
I criticize Timberlake, too. To me, those are like
fucking
the same
boy band guy.
No. That's where the fine line is.
Dude, before boy bands
they're
even
both child
took
stars.
Off.
They're both like Leo insulated in Hollywood. Yeah, like I don't know. I'm not. All right. I don't like either pick. What do you got?
I'm up.
fuck you guys.
So I'm staying in Hollywood. One of the biggest actors ever. Two massive franchises. Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that's
the guy. He's so successful.
Good pick.
And he can't stop flying fucking planes.
He can't stop crashing them on the highway.
He'll just land them on the highway.
He crashes them all the time.
I know.
In a tree.
But that's like, I don't give a fuck if I'm good at acting. I don't care if people like care about Star Wars.
I don't care if I'm good at flying planes.
The guy's in an Indiana Jones movie. He's 80.
Yeah.
He's 80.
Yeah. Indiana Jones is.
I fucking love Indiana Jones.
Exactly what I think of when I think of like an American dude.
Are you guys pranking me?
I don't think
Harrison Ford's a good pick?
I think he's cool and shit, but like,
oh
what do we do?
He reeks, dude.
He's a dude.
Yeah, he's a fucking dude.
Get off my plane.
He's a fucking dude.
Dude, he keeps crashing planes, Carl.
Yeah.
You mean in real life?
Yes.
We're taking the real
I
life.
I did not kill
like, what a dude that he doesn't care. He's just like,
he jumped down a fucking waterfall.
Dave, he didn't do his own stunts in Fugitive. You're just biased because it's a good Chicago movie.
It's been on TV a lot lately.
I've seen it a couple times. It's been on TV a lot for the last 30 years.
AMC.
Who was it? It was the surgeon or something?
Yeah.
He got set up.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
He's from here, too, low-key. Which is
I did not know that. Where's he from?
So he went to Maine East or Maine West.
Yeah. I did not know that.
No, he's a fucker.
Come on home, Harrison. We'd love to have you, man.
Yeah.
City could use your leadership.
I think Indiana Jones is the reason why I love like history and like weird like ancient like civilization facts is because I was just like watching Indiana Jones on VHS like forever as like a 7 year old.
So he's married to Calista Flockhart now?
He was like the big actor that they had signed for one of the two big actors that they had signed when they were doing Star Wars. Mm-hmm. He was kind of up and coming. The guy who played Obi-Wan Kenobi was like a very well known actor. And so the story goes, he had only signed on to do like one movie at a time. And I guess the other actors had signed on like Mark Hamill and, Lori, whatever. She'd signed on for like a couple of them. And Mark Hamill like went to Harrison Ford, was like, hey, let's rehearse the lines and all this stuff. And like Harrison Ford's on the set day one of the story's like, it ain't gonna be that kind of movie, kid. Just do the shot. You know, and he like didn't give a shit. And then when they brought the movie back again, it was so successful. He was like, you should just kill off Han Solo. Like, he was like, just kill it off. Like, whatever. Like, and as the thing gets, like, so big, they're at the end of they didn't know what to do at the end of Empire
Strikes Back.
50
years later, they granted
that
wish.
And he's just like, you know what? You guys don't need to bring me back. And they're like, we're not sure if we should or shouldn't. But that's, to your extent, I'm supporting the coolness of Harrison Ford of being at the height of this thing in the 80s and just being like, well, I could just do Indiana Jones instead, or I could just work on some other shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Also, a great name.
It is, yeah.
Harrison Ford. Yeah. If he was in.
Is that a real name? Is that a real name or a stage?
You know that he's got some Polish or Czechoslovakian.
His name is Harrison Ford.
No.
Yeah.
It's like sounds like he was named after two presidents.
They changed their name when the Model T was coming off the line.
Where is it? Hold on. He,
I did not know he was from here.
And what was, he was a professor. What was he? Indiana Jones?
Professor of archaeology.
Oh, I thought
yeah. Archaeology. Right. Yeah.
And he was that definitely might be a professor my next that the chicks move. Wanted to bang.
Every 100%. Woman wanted him inside, like, because he's inside safe and sexy.
He's that intellectual. Yeah.
He probably smells great.
Musk. He's got a musk. Yeah. I like the pick.
He's 80 now.
Thank you.
Fuck, man.
I've been, have you heard, like, all he's the been in my pocket the whole time.
Have you heard about, like, all the he was rumors not on my list. On set, though?
But I wish
oh, he was.
Was
oh, okay. Chief, you're up.
I'm going hockey, and I'm taking a Chicago icon, Chris Chelios. Like, he's a fucking dude, a guy who's like, he runs with rock stars. He's in the Malibu Mafia now as a retired guy. He's got a tequila company that's doing well. I've been told he just, like, falls ass backwards into money all the time. He was tough as nails when he was a player. He played forever just because he, like, I don't know, loved being around the game. So he always has a perfect tan. Like, he's just the fucking man. Chelios is sweet. Like, he's just a sweet dude, and he's a dude. He's a
real
fucking,
tan or bronzer.
I think he's got that Greek. He's yeah, got he's that Greek in him, and he just
skin that tans easily.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's got that. You know, that,
he's got a bed at home. He's got to have a bed.
I don't know.
He's so tan. You seen him recently? He's so tan.
Yeah, I saw him.
Anything about him skating April? For the Red Wings too? I mean, that's kind of.
I was going to mention that too.
No, I mean, but it's like he gets in with the Chicago guys because he's just that dude. Like all the Chicago celebrities, he goes to Detroit. He's in with like the Kid Rock, like that group. Like he's just a fucking dude everywhere he goes. Do you know him? Have you met him?
I don't believe so.
Huh? It's, no. I'm surprised.
That's he also I need to though.
Yeah. He also runs with the anti dude.
Who's that?
You would probably know him.
Some people think he's a sweet dude. I think he's an awesome
I don't think
dude.
Anybody thinks
another
he's a sweet dude.
I don't like how he stood up to you.
Who? I don't.
Cusack.
Oh.
Do you know Cusack at all?
Let's do it.
Yeah, just not well, but he was around quite a bit.
Yeah, I bet he was. It was perfect. I mean, very convenient for him considering sure. when you were around.
Yeah. Well, and he, one of the things I'll never forget is he would always seem to wear like the same clothes. I don't know if he just has a ton of what he's got. It's like jeans, same blue shirt and same jacket. Like every time I saw him.
Cubs hat?
Yeah, the hat on. Yeah.
It's reversible. Yeah, so you turn it inside out.
Right,
yeah.
So he was caught at who yelled at him? Is that you? Yeah.
That's against the rules.
I could see that.
Yeah.
frowned upon.
Yeah. Would you have liked that right if you were? Thank you.
If you were in the Sox clubhouse, would you have appreciated White Sox Dave standing up for the boys, being like, hey, you can't just double dip?
Yeah, absolutely.
They all did. They all reached out.
It's not possible to be a fan of both teams.
No, you can't do it. You can't do it.
You're being serious.
On this note.
Well, I'm more asking, like, is it possible? Are you mad if. You know, like somebody.
If you're a fan of both teams in the same city, you're not a fan of either.
To me, it would seem like you're not a diehard fan of baseball. You like baseball. So you watch both teams. You're not like as invested as.
But like, I don't think you can. You can't experience the joy of winning for both. Like
that's
it's like
very
you have
well
to
said,
have
yeah.
like your team. You've been waiting. You finally get it, and you can't just be like, "Oh, well, I was also waiting for this other team." Like,
yeah, I think there's people out there that just want to see the sports teams in the city.
That's
have
fucked
success.
Up. That's fucked up. I want all my. So I'm from the West suburbs. Like it was when I was growing up. That's when the Sox were winning the World Series. I was in high school, and it was probably I'd say a 60-40 split mm-hmm. from like Cubs were 60, White Sox were 40. Now I'm sure it's much different, but. Half of my friends are Cubs fans, and I wanted all of them to just feel nothing but pain when you guys were on your run.
Yeah. But I
think that's part of being a sports fan.
But I think, like, with me, I know that I'm thrilled the White Sox are hot and they're making a run because I want them to punt your heart to the moon.
That's
so,
how
like,
it should
I
be.
Want them to be good so you have hope so the rug gets pulled out from underneath you.
That's fair.
So, yeah, like, but I like, want all the teams. I want
it's,
all
it's
five
an
teams
issue
to be
when
good,
John Cusack, the guy from fucking Hot Tub Time Machines on Fox and Joe Buck's, like, announcing him as
totally.
A diehard White Sox
because
fan.
Because he would be on both, like, parades.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not mm-hmm. a lot. I think we've litigated this like a thousand times, but it's interesting to hear Jake's take on
Hold on. What about this take from John Cusack? Yeah. Do you take offense to the fact that he was like, I wore the uniform? And he was talking about when he ate men out. He was
what
in
do you
the
mean,
movie.
Wore the uniform?
He said to Dave, he was like, I know White Sox baseball. I watched the White Sox in the 80s, and he's like, I even wore the uniform because he was an actor.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
He's more
real. You know, you almost wore a White Sox uniform? I don't know how.
What?
So when you were on Baltimore, the White Sox had a trade that was agreed upon pending physicals.
Oh, you're saying I almost went to the White Sox.
For Jesse Crane, yes, the reliever. I swear to God. I swear to God.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Look into it. And he and Jesse Crane failed his physical.
I'm going to have to look into
that. What year was this?
2013-ish.
Oh, so right before. Like, yeah. Right before the
trade. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that would have been. What an alternate universe.
You and Chris Sale.
I don't remember hearing anything about it. But it
happened.
I mean, it happened. All right. I'm going to have to confirm that.
Confirm it. I would love to know if it. Because this was consistently they.
Okay. It was on like a trade rumors or something, MLB trade rumors.
And this was me being.
Well, I mean, it could have been.
Deep and dark into the bowels of finding stuff out.
Well, and there's a lot of stuff that we don't even really hear about unless you dig into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like MLB trade rumors is a good thing to check out. You know, guys were on that all the time. And sometimes you find out about a trade on there, and it's like, oh, I guess looks like I got traded.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's a message board guy, too.
Yeah.
Only for college football, yeah. Right? Or are you White Sox?
No. He lurks for White Sox. He posts for college football.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that well said, Dave?
I don't really lurk for White Sox stuff. But I hit it like very, very, very small. But college football, yeah.
So do you guys not know any people in the city that just like sports and not aren't diehard like you guys are for your team?
I think,
or is it cut and dry? Like you're either in or you're out.
I think you just like as you get older. And for me, it was like once I started working in corporate America, I got further away from like following the day to day.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't blogging for Barstool, I probably wouldn't be nearly as close. It's not because you don't like it, you just get lost in the, you just get lost in it. Start and then you come back in these moments where it's like,
yeah.
Oh, big weekend, big game, big series. You kind of get to that point in the end of the season where you do just kind of look more towards playoffs, I think.
I would say that when I was a kid, I used to be into like heavy into all the sports. Now I've pared it down. Like I'm really just hockey and football.
That's how I am too.
Yeah.
I think if you're from here, you got to choose. Like if you grow up and it's like, all right, you got to be Cubs or Sox. If you move here and you're like a transplant, then it's like, all right. Like,
yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
But if you,
but then like I kind of feel like if you're transplanted, like
you're probably like someone on another team.
Yeah.
Were any of you guys in a divided household? Like mom liked this team, dad liked that team.
I was all Cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White Sox and Cubs split.
Yeah.
My mom was Cubs. My dad's like Johnny White Sox, big White Sox guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I, so to Dave's point, you can't. I like what Chief's saying. I don't. If the White Sox win or lose, I prefer to see the White Sox win, just because I have so many White Sox friends, and it just like it's nicer to see them succeed. The only thing that balances with is Dave coming in here and
Where
I'm like, all right, well, if they lose, it's kind of funny, and I want to see Dave fail a little bit. But for the most part, I do like to see the Sox play well. I want them to be good.
But like you don't.
But if they, but if I'm it, not. If when they win the World Series, absolutely, am I not? I'm calling my dad and being like, congratulations, that's right. Awesome. Like
so
good pitching performance.
Let's say it's bottom of the ninth, game seven. White Sox are up by one. Base is loaded against whoever they're playing. Are you hoping that they get out of that, or are you hoping that they get their heart ripped?
Am I in a stream with White Sox Dave?
You're just you. You're just like you're. Not
I want
honest.
Him to win. I want him to win.
Oh,
I want him to get out of it. But
disgusting.
I want
disgusting. That makes me sick to my stomach.
I just have like four White Sox fans.
I'm surprised
like,
to hear you say that.
But then I want Dave. That's what I'm saying. If I'm sitting on a stream, absolutely, I want Dave to lose.
You know what
I
mean, though.
To
you
bad.
Can't forget the White Sox fans who just were the worst. You know. Like the,
I was leading that pack for sure.
But you're not even one of them to me. Like I just have four that like just love to pile on the Cubs, but everything. We're always shitting on Schwarber when he fucked up and left. Like those are the ones where I'm like, I hope they never fucking win.
Because I don't want to hear them win. I don't want to be you don't want to like deal with the celebration and stuff, but the overarching thing, and this goes back to his original question of anybody from a split house. Like if I don't have the relationship with my dad, or even if it's like lukewarm or whatever. But like I know for a fact two of the closest people in my life, like that is a huge, huge thing. That's huge, and that's a big thing that we talk about. So of course I want to see them happy. But to my point, on a stream with Dave, if they lose that's like the best content imaginable. That's awesome. I'd be fucking talking so much shit to Dave.
It's true.
Do you know what the worst day of White Sox Dave's life is per himself?
No, tell me.
October 26, 2016.
I thought it was November 2nd.
I forgot. I think October 26th was
when you were in my apartment. They clinched,
and I walked out, and I just went fuck under my breath.
Kyle
he just like lost his fucking. He was like getting an ab workout. He was laughing so hard.
It was awesome,
but it was just an authentic, just like fuck.
What do you think about that? You're sitting across from the worst.
I get it. I get it. Yeah,
that's
for
what
sure.
sports are about.
Yeah,
and loving that, your team and hating others.
That that was the last game of the DS. Or,
no,
CS?
November 2nd.
This was to
which
go
one was the World Series.
Was this going to go to the World Series? Series, or was that when
that was Game 6 NLCS 2016 to go to the World Series?
Okay. Yes, okay.
And that you guys won convincingly. Kershaw lost to Hendricks at home.
Yep.
Now, in the same vein, though, tell him what you did to Yoan Moncada. What did Yoan Moncada did something to you? You did something to him.
Yeah, I think he hit his. It was his.
It was
first,
his first career bomb.
First
yeah.
homer. Yeah. So I asked the clubbies. I'm like, hey, let me know what he drinks, what he likes. I'm gonna send him over something tomorrow. So I get a nice bottle of tequila. You know, write something on the bottle like, hey, congrats on number one. Like, you know, here's to, you know, 499 more or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And sign it, you know, and send it to him. But that's kind of a...
And here we are going fucking Cubs versus
yeah,
White Sox.
I mean, that's
over
a move.
Fucking
that's
gifts.
A move that, you know, obviously I don't want to give up homers.
Yeah.
But I respect mm-hmm. it. It's the kids first.
That's a,
send,
and
send
you're
them
a pro.
Something nice.
Yeah.
Because
nice.
I've got things like that I've gotten from you know, opponents or teammates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and
that's just like professionalism.
Those are
cool.
That's cool shit.
Do you still root for the Cubs?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Of course, I always want to see them succeed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like a lot of teams, really.
That's,
and,
yeah.
And watching them too, like, yeah. You know, but, you know, if I had to pick one, it's obviously the Cubs.
The okay. only person, I mean, I could be way wrong here, but Mark Burley, they'll just show, it'll be like a Cardinals versus Pirates game on a Tuesday afternoon, and he'll mm-hmm. just be in the stands drinking beer. He's
yeah,
a
that's cool.
diehard Cardinals fan, yeah. But I feel like how many, you played for?
Teams, four.
Four teams? Four teams, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of lose, did you grow up like a diehard Texas fan?
I was a big Rangers fan, and... You know, because they played the Mariners so often, I like that team too.
Okay.
You know,
and that was like the heart of
the
Mariners. The
Griffey,
being
just
so right.
sweet era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So those guys I respect. I love Randy Johnson.
Of course.
Loved watching him pitch. Loved Clemens. Nolan Ryan, mm-hmm. obviously. So, I mean, I was more Rangers by default, like I said, with the Cowboys. Like, I like the Cowboys. I'm not a diehard fan by any means. But I just respected certain guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
than like really loving the team overall. There were like four or five guys, teams here and there that I just really yeah. enjoyed watching.
I feel
play.
Like baseball lends itself to that more than the other sports. We're like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Like, I love that guy. I don't care what team he's on. I'm gonna be a fan of him.
Right.
So
yeah, my son's best friend, diehard Mookie Betts fan. He and when he was in Boston, he's all in on Boston. Now he just loves Boston. Mm-hmm. Now he's
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like when you're
that's interesting.
When kids like a certain player, I don't give a shit where he plays. I love that.
That's
team.
My guy.
That's, yeah.
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 Yep. Interesting.
All right, Dave, you're up.
Wow. All that because of Chris Chelios, who I think is a horrible pick, by the way.
well, that's because you just don't know anything about him.
It's a great pick if
no,
we go
I
down
know,
that rabbit hole.
I know
like
enough
that,
about him.
I don't think you do. You don't like that he runs with Cusack.
I dislike the pick until he comes on the show. How about that? We've been trying to have him on for a
very
while.
Fair.
That's fair. I think he lives here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like well, we're like, always like so close and then it like yeah. falls apart.
He'll come. This year will be a little bit different.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, White Sox, Dave.
At this point, I'm not even – I kind of want to go with two different kind of funny picks. Like funny for the show purposes, not funny real life necessarily. I'm gonna save that for my last one because I think Jake will have a personal story. But I'm just gonna say it. Bruce Willis. I'm just gonna go with Bruce Willis.
Interesting pick, Dave.
We can probably spend 10 seconds on him because he's as cookie cutter as it gets for this sort of thing.
Okay, slow down for a second.
It's hard to shit on Bruce Willis right now, obviously with what he's going through.
What
is
he
going through?
Are there
people
he's
listening
got that,
don't
he's
know.
Some sort of aphasia or something like that? I believe. I
don't
know
if
I said
it correctly. It's like a degenerative disease.
He has a cognitive disease that
yeah.
his brain is.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, his brain is gone.
He's almost fucking 70.
Die Hard, good movie.
I mean, all time great. Pulp Fiction, Sixth Sense. He's in Murderer's Row of good movies.
Mm-hmm.
But he just exudes that like masculine Bruce.
Yeah.
But
and
he actually didn't,
Bruce.
Though. He didn't. That's why Die Hard was so cool, because he was just kind of like this, like, not super jacked.
He was
dude.
The everyday he was the everyday
yeah.
guy, yeah.
And, you know,
the
John
working
McClane.
Man's hero.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed Fifth Element. That's a good movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I saw
it. That's out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's a futuristic
watch
one.
It a, yeah, watch it a bunch.
I
as
actually
a kid.
Think Armageddon kind of stinks as
all
a
right,
whole.
Dave, we're not doing that.
but the Die Hard series, great. Blah, blah, blah.
You're up again.
My next pick.
Armageddon's awesome.
It's not awesome. Come on. It's kind of cheesy. But my next pick, he's on my bucket list of guys I want to sit in a dive bar and lob up. I'm just going to go with the one and only Bill Murray. I just love that dude.
I've heard he's kind of an asshole.
Really?
He doesn't like fame. He has many quotes. He comes from a big family, and many of his siblings are very successful, wealthy, independently wealthy. And he's like, you know, if you want to be rich, try being rich before being famous. That's like his big.
He just seems
shouldn't say
like
big,
a sweet
but
dude.
Like he's got this. Sense of,
in all my experiences, extremely sweet dude. And very generous. And he likes to gift massages. He travels with a masseuse.
Oh, really?
And so we're in Atlanta.
He'll pimp out his masseuse to people.
And he's meeting his brother there. His brother's doing a movie in Atlanta. And I'm talking to his brother. He's like, we call Bill the human iceberg because he's the slowest moving guy. You can't get him anywhere. It takes forever. So he ends up coming down to the bar. And he's like, I insist, you got to use my masseuse. So I'm like, all right, like, what room she in, whatever. So I go up there, tiny little, I think she was Thai. And I see these two canes draped over a chair. I'm like, what am I getting myself into? There's a big, like, mat on the floor. I didn't necessarily know where this was going. So I, you know, fully naked, get under the sheet, gets the canes out and starts walking, you know, on my legs and shit. She gets a little higher. She steps on my dick. And... she goes, oh, you have to put big boy in middle. And I'm like, I started dying laughing.
You have to. You have to.
She starts laughing. The massage was great. So, Bill, he...
okay.
He gifts massages. It was...
That's like the coolest thing I've ever...
It was a funny experience.
That's unreal.
Just walking around doling out massages.
Yeah, when I saw the canes...
The I'm valets, like I don't have a Bill 20, but if you go up to room 12, 15...
Was it like a good massage? Was
great.
It painful?
Yeah, okay. It was great. Painful, yeah.
Yeah,
heels like in the bicep. That wasn't very comfortable.
Yeah,
but felt good the next day. Yeah,
interesting.
Damn.
I know it doesn't fit the anything close to what anybody else has been like athletes and all these macho dudes. But Bill Murray just seems like a cool dude. I don't know. That's probably gonna sink it for me, but I don't care. He's on.
I don't know if that sinks it, but I think that story kind of brings it back.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I have a thousand other like chalk ones I could have taken, but I wanted Bill
Murray. I know you're saying I had that same feeling about Mickey Mantle. Just something like you feel like a little left out there, but you have some more on the table. It's okay. It's a good pick.
All right, Chief, your last pick.
I'm between a couple, and like the one that I told you beforehand, it's already been said on the show, but I'll just save it for honorable mention. I'll go with I'm having the worst brain day. I'll take Clint Eastwood. So in terms of
it was
like,
him and Harrison Ford.
That was it for you?
Okay, I had two.
Okay.
Because of that. I didn't think you'd take him, but
Clint.
I love that pick.
I mean, the modern American like cowboy
badass,
you know, and a guy who like did it as an actor, producer, director, just like he's fucking sweet.
If
like,
you
he's
are
a dude.
Like the face of the Western genre, you have to be a fucking dude.
You're a dude.
You're a dude.
Yeah, you're a fucking dude. And you know, and another guy who's just like, I'm gonna say what I think. Like he's not like he doesn't necessarily play to like the Hollywood crowd with everything. Like he is like who he is, and he's the fucking man. Like he's a dude, and he's old, and he's still doing it. So
yeah, he's,
guy who likes to work.
Like 92.
He's old. Yeah, he's old.
A lot of his shit's so bad now, though. Unfortunately, but he's you know.
Well, he's still cashing checks.
Yeah.
Not to disrespect Daniel Stern, but if they got Clint Eastwood to play opposite Joe Pesci in Home Alone.
Say that again?
Like, it'd be great if he ever played. No, I'm just saying, I'm thinking Clint Eastwood in just a one-off comedy would be so funny because he's such a serious badass. Yeah. He was definitely on my list. It's a great pick.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Trouble with the Curve. Great movie.
Justin Timberlake, bring it full circle.
There it is.
Yeah.
I think I've seen
he was going blind, right?
Yeah, he wanted to go sentimental. A blind scout had to teach his daughter.
Amy Adams, nice flick.
All right, it's to me. I wanted a pitcher. I wanted a pitcher in this draft, obviously, because you're here, Jake. I'm between two, but I'm gonna take the one who I think is more of a dude, and it's Nolan Ryan. He pitched for four decades. He has seven no-nos.
Unbelievable.
I mean, was that your last one?
I'm just saying, like, one. Playing for 20, however many, seven?
Yeah.
Something like that.
27 seasons.
Beat Robin Ventura's ass.
Iconic photo there.
Yeah.
But, you know, still throwing, like, 100 up until, like, his last pitch.
Crazy.
Where he had to walk off the field. I think he was in Seattle. Like,
was
he blew out. Yeah. just had a, he knew it. He walked off the mound, and that was it.
Yeah. I just watched the documentary about him. It came out, I think, within the last year called Facing Nolan, and it goes through, like, his whole thing from his childhood and, like, with the Mets and how he had, like, zero control until he got to, the Angels. And they, like, gave him, like, that was the first time he had a pitching coach, and that's when they kind of, like, honed him in. And it was like, well, now he's a fucking weapon. But crazy. He, like, couldn't break into that rotation with the Mets with any regularity. It was like, it's crazy to think, like, one of the greatest pitchers ever couldn't crack a five-man rotation.
Did you guys see the Fastball documentary? I mean, it was several years old, but I just watched it, I think, 4 or 5 months ago. And they were trying to calculate Nolan's speed, his velocity. And I think the way that they did it, they measured it to like 106 miles an hour or something crazy.
They said that in the Facing Nolan thing too, because I guess like the guns when they first, like the technology wasn't great and he was like topping out at it. And they said they showed it like in pretty good detail in that Facing Nolan, which I think is on Amazon Prime if you're interested. But they were like, he got up to like 108.
Yeah.
Like he could just fucking sling it. That's like another thing too. Like I don't understand why guys like their arms break down now. Like, and then back
Scherzer
in the day.
Scherzer was just talking about that the other day.
Yeah, like.
He said they try to, like, make mechanics too perfect for a pitcher.
Oh, yeah, see, and I just
he's
don't
like,
know
I've
enough.
Had a torn
what do you
labrum
think?
For, like, 30 years.
I think the guys have always gotten injured. Like, they, when they got injured back then, decades ago, they were just kind of done.
Yeah.
Like, some of these surgeries they're so good at now, they used to, like, either not be great at them or didn't know how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many fucking things moving, like in the rotator cuff and the labrum.
Yeah.
The shoulder's very complicated. Mm. And anytime you get up overhead, it's
bad for your body.
Yeah. So like Verlander, just internal, external rotation is amazing. His mobility, like in his hips and his shoulders. Like there are certain, these guys are outliers. Biomechanically, they just move so well.
Okay.
And they can handle the
workload,
the force on their body like better than most, because it's a violent motion.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could throw underhand, we could throw
all day long.
Fucking 600 innings a year.
Yeah.
And, man, to watch these guys still do it, Verlander have that velocity still. And
Scherzer. 39 years old.
Yeah.
You know, Scherzer, even like, you know, Kershaw doesn't throw upper 90s, but just he's been doing it for a long fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bullets,
Yeah, and one day it's just like it's not there anymore.
That's a crazy thing too.
Did you
it
ever
does
meet
seem
him?
Like it kind of goes for guys. Yeah.
Have you met Nolan?
No, I've met him like in passing quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't had like a full conversation with
him. You think he still has like 85 in him?
Probably so.
Yeah.
I mean, man, how old is he?
75.
Take that.
Dude, to move like that, to rotate quickly at 70, no, he's probably not going to.
Okay. I bet you he could run it up to 85. I bet you could.
Didn't he throw a first pitch a couple
that's what
years
I'm saying.
Ago at like 92 or something?
It was something like 90. That. I forget the exact situation.
And he was in slacks and like loafers.
Did you see his first pitch?
Huh?
It wasn't good. He threw out a first pitch over the weekend.
The White Sox game.
Did you bounce it?
No, that was my...
As long as you don't bounce, it's fine.
Yeah. I almost air-mailed him a little bit.
Lucas Giolito almost tore an Achilles jumping for
it. Can you imagine if he, like, tweaked something, like, the last month, and it's like the season goes down the drain because of White Sox Dave?
Because I wanted the fucking mascot to catch me, because then I would have just not gave a shit. All right.
God, nothing against Gio, but like that storyline of the people hating on Dave for ruining the season for a little hammy tweak.
It would have been pretty funny,
That would have been bad.
So Nolan Ryan's my pick.
He's a dude.
Carl.
I'm going into the miscellaneous athlete category here. I'm stunned we waited this long to draft him. I'm taking John Daly. John Daly's fucking all-time dude.
I just didn't want another athlete.
Okay.
So, but
just
yeah.
Great mullet. Still doing it. Still just achievement cigs at the casino. And
he threw out a first pitch recently.
Yeah.
How did in St. Louis.
Did you not see it?
Threw a BB in there.
Yeah.
It was like right on the black, just on a fucking line. Gets up there probably about 13 beers deep and
flip-flops.
Just moves a needle still.
Some guys are just athletes.
It's like Tiger, Phil, Rory, and like John Daly still moves a needle.
You see John Daly on the you're like, I'm tuning in. If yeah. you if you're flipping channels in like the golf lands and like Daly's about to hit a wedge shot in on a par five, like you just you're sucked in.
Did he
the get, father son one?
Or like
great.
When you cut in, they're like John Daly to make the cut. You're like, make that fucking putt, John.
This is where the Live Tour fucked up.
Like, I don't think it's out. I think they still can. His problem is his audience. I know where you're going. His audience is so patriotic. He's wearing the fucking red, white, and blue flags. A lot of it is south of the Bible Belt, like fucking SEC country. So if he goes to Live, it's like, fuck you. Where Bubba doesn't get really tie into that crowd where he was like, yeah, whatever, peace, I'm going to Live. Like, Daly, they'd really have to cut him a huge fucking check, and then he'd be, like, ostracized in the community.
I wonder if he can spin it and be like, yeah, I'm taking their money. Like, fuck them. That's why we're bringing that money back to America. Yeah, yeah.
Put it right back into that Arkansas economy.
Exactly, yeah.
John Daly. And then anytime you bring up John Daly, you'd be remiss not to tell the story of him breaking into – like, he was on the pro tours. He was an alternate for the PGA Championship in, like, 91 or 92. He was in Crooked Stick in Indiana. And he was an alternate, and they had called a number of alternates ahead of him because the spot had opened up 7 p.m. the night before, 8 p.m. the night before. They had to find an alternate for the field, so they're going down. He was, like, the third or fourth alternate, and the guys above him were like, we can't get in time, or, like, you know, they just can't get in touch. It's 1991, whatever. So they get to Daly, and he's like, I'm getting in the fucking car right now. Shows up. You know, like, literally gets to the facility that morning, just gets out of the car, beats the shit out of everybody, wins the PGA Championship by a number of strokes, and did it in a way where he's just, like, bombing those drives where people are like, who the fuck is this big hillbilly?
I love
it. Great story.
Everyone over the weekend's like, you just got completely alphaed by John Daly.
Yeah, I was getting tagged in like crazy, too. Like, oh, you see
no
what he did?
No fucking shit. Like, dude, no. It's John Daly. He alphas everybody. Like, it's a weird, like, I'm glad I got alpha by John Daly.
Like, not a bad thank guy you, to get
sir,
alpha by.
No. It's not like, bad. Thank you, sir, I have another, when he spanked me on the ass with the paddle.
Is there something about being a professional athlete with just such a bad body and, like, no commitment to health? Like, I'm not going to name any names. We were watching a game last night. We were joking around about one of the players. We're like, oh, that guy's in for a fucking offseason. Like, do you have a different level of respect when you see a guy walk in? You're like, this big mother.
Sometimes those guys move and, like, they're athletic.
And you're over here, like, doing a Pilates climb up or something, you know, stretching your, you know, interior, whatever.
There's been a lot of bad body guys in sports that are really good still.
I think that's cool.
It's probably baseball sports. More than, like, Paul Konerko was the softest fucking dude ever.
Oh, Phil Kessel.
Yeah, or like
he's like a freak.
Phil Kessel's
though.
The best.
See a lot of like you know, not as much anymore, man. Like sports, well, baseball historically has had some big boys in the game, but now like most of these kids are like dialed in.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like more so than probably any other than the steroid era.
I don't think there will ever be another Phil Kessel.
Phil Kessel's unreal.
Yeah. Alejandro Kirk from the Blue Jays. Check that guy out.
Yeah.
That dude
he can hit.
Rakes.
He looks like a backup first baseman on a D3 baseball team.
He's me.
It's a like the belt doesn't fit on his pants type really? Stuff.
Yeah, he's like 5'8", and he's got a hose, too. He's a really good catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vogelbach just.
Yeah, people always tag me and they think I look like Rowdy Tellez.
You do look like Rowdy Tellez.
You do a little bit. Yeah.
A lot of people, yeah. I get it all the time.
The neck beard.
Yeah.
He hits the ball fucking far.
Yeah. All right, Jake, you're
good
up.
Pick,
last
man.
Pick.
All right, last pick. Probably one of the most attractive men of all time. big fan of this guy, Brad Pitt.
Was on my list.
You know, I mean, is he the best actor ever? I think he's good.
I think he's pretty good.
I think Fury is one of. Have you guys seen Fury?
Oh yeah,
one of my favorite movies.
Yep. I hate Shia LaBeouf, but that scene was awesome. At the end of the tent.
Such a good movie.
Yeah,
Miles is not in that. Miles could be on the list, but yeah,
Clint Eastwood's son was in it. I think that's Scott Eastwood. And I think
I was
going to
say he's
Eastwood
the
movie.
Hottest guy ever.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood. He's what?
Scott Eastwood. He's a smoke show.
He's a sexy guy.
Yeah, he's a sexy guy.
And, you know, I just can only hope to age like Brad's aged. Just good-looking man. Great head of hair.
Yep.
Envious of that.
Great abs.
All the
great
Ocean,
Hollywood
the Oceans
abs.
Movies. Was a big fan of the Oceans movies.
Great actually never seen those.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's like a remake with him. Yeah. Ocean's 11 is a fucking phenomenal movie. The
good movies.
Second one I thought sucked. The third one was good, though.
I feel like... Did he do like a deal with Netflix? Because I feel like all of his whole
Brad Pitt. He was
collection.
Just in the Tarantino movie once. I mean, that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
now,
but I mean, like A River Runs Through It is on Netflix.
That's a great
now.
Movie.
I'm trying to think. Like,
I actually read that.
Book. Great, oh, like, great movie.
All of his
Troy,
like all
Troy.
Of those movies. Like,
Shredded in Troy.
Shredded, man.
Crazy.
He looked good in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood too.
I haven't seen that
one
either.
No. with the way he looked?
Yeah.
No, I mean, he was probably just on some sauce.
Just glazed probably, up, yeah. man.
7 weeks, some of those cycles.
The, what's his fucking name? He's in,
they're all doing it.
Requiem for a Dream.
Definitely. Who's the Hollywood sauce guy?
Jared Leto.
I mean,
like the Balco guy for Hollywood? Yes. Yeah.
Hemsworth.
Yeah. Like he's the ultimate, but who's the supplier? Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what would be cool to know.
I mean, you can get, I'm sure they have doctors just prescribing, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah. Or they just like, I mean, send someone down to Tijuana. Because
those guys aren't, they're not buying it like, you know, at a gym. They're not going to Equinox and like buying it from somebody there. Like, they're getting the best shit you can possibly get.
Yeah.
You know?
And like someone's doing it for them, like at every specific second. It's like real deal.
They must have it dialed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fight Club was like a big breakthrough, I think, where it went from Brad Pitt being this hunk to being like this guy's
guy. I thought he was fucking awesome.
He was so cool in that movie.
Yeah, he's sweet. He's a dude.
He is a sweet dude.
I think he's, to me, like I'd rather hang out with him than Timberlake or
Leo. Leo.
So look at Dave's list. Dave just took the most popular people.
That's not true.
Hey, McConaughey, Timberlake, besides Tillman. Well, I mean, besides Tillman. Bruce Willis and Bill Murray. That's just like
Everybody's going to completely fucking shit down my throat for that.
No. Bill Murray's got a huge.
No.
For a dude draft?
Yeah.
I'll read them off. We'll do honorable mentions. We'll get out of here. White Sox Dave, Matthew McConaughey, Justin Timberlake, Pat Tillman, Bruce Willis, Bill Murray, Chief, Joe Burrow, Lawrence Taylor, JFK, Chris Chelios, Clint Eastwood, Eddie, Frank Sinatra, Sylvester Stallone, Ronnie Lott, Harrison Ford, Nolan Ryan, Carl, Teddy Roosevelt, Mickey Mantle, Steve Austin, Leonardo DiCaprio, John Daly, Jake, Mike Tyson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Elon Musk, John Mayer, Brad Pitt.
On Brad Pitt real quick, in Moneyball, he's from Oklahoma. I think he's also from Tulsa.
Missouri.
Is it Missouri? No.
He was born in Oklahoma.
Went to Missouri.
Sewanee or somewhere.
He was actually dipping in the movie. And I appreciate that.
Oh, okay.
Dedication to the
car. RIP Philip Seymour Hoffman. He was probably dipping too. He did a good Ken Maka. Or who?
Yeah. No, he was.
Who was the coach?
You're thinking Manny Acta.
I know. Ken Maka was a coach there.
Yeah, he was.
Bob Melvin.
Bob Melvin. not Bob Melvin.
No. Bob Melvin.
Why am I blanking?
Who the fuck was he? He was Lasorda. No?
No.
No.
In what?
In Moneyball.
Who did?
Who was the manager? Brad Pitt?
No, Brad Pitt played Billy Bean. Philip Seymour Hoffman played a manager. Who was the manager?
He also managed for the Mets too.
No, guys, come on.
No,
you say Bob Melvin.
Bob Melvin.
I was between with Nolan Ryan. I was between with him and Greg Maddux.
I was going to take Maddux.
Art Howe.
Yeah.
What was compelling to Maddux to you?
Because he's so much the anti-dude that he is a dude.
Like the classes.
Would you say that?
Greg Maddux. Yeah. Like, he's so much. And all the stories, obviously, are, like, legendary.
Yeah.
About him pissing in hot tubs and shit.
Or dude just going up to Leo Mazzoni and being like, what do you think? 85 pitches tonight?
Yeah.
Eight innings?
Yeah.
Do you think I can do that? And, like, having little games of, like,
yeah.
Yes. What if I only throw 9 pitches the next inning? Will you buy dinner tonight?
Yes.
You know, just, like, little bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it is always the opposite of what you would, like, if you were creating a dude. It wouldn't look like that.
No.
Yeah.
You know what?
But it would look unbelievable at it.
Yes. It would look like John Smoltz. All right, we're in the All-Star game in L.A., and John Smoltz is coming out, walking out in the morning.
Looking beautiful.
Just gorgeous. Dress, slacks, golf polo. There's a big black Escalade waiting for him coming out, and just so casually comes up, hey, Jake, how you doing? Like, what's going on, John? And he's calling the All-Star game that night. He's like, yeah, just heading down to LACC, grab 18. They're hosting the U.S. Open next year. They got it set up in the conditions. They're just going to go get a quick 18, and then
he's probably got the best golf Rolodex. Like in the country,
all he does is play at like Pine Valley and Cypress.
He's linked up everywhere.
But it was really? So big league and cool. Like, all right, I'll catch you guys later. And then so he goes, plays 18. Obviously, come back, lunch, calls a game, and then that night we're hanging around the hotel bar, and you see Smoltz come in the same Escalade. He just gets done calling the game, comes in, waves at the boys. Hey guys, how was the game? Like, yeah, it was good, John. Like, all right, we'll see. I'll be back in a little bit, grabbing drinks. Yeah. Like, but to your point with the Maddux, like him and Maddux were doing that together for like 15 years.
For sure.
Him, Maddux, Glavine, just running around the country, shutting teams down on the weekend, going to the sickest golf clubs
every morning,
going to sick dinners, like, you know, probably running around doing some, you know, just awesome lifestyle. Yeah. And we talked about this before on the show. The best job in professional sports is being an established starting pitcher.
It's got
to
be.
Not being one trying to be an established. Like, but once you get into it and your lifestyle, like what you've talked about, where you're like, yeah, I know I'm going to pitch every fifth day. I'm on contract. I'm part of this. I'm good. I'm going to be in the mix as like a, you know.
Once you get established, and you're like you know that you can do this for a long time.
Yeah.
Like you get dialed in, it's like, all right, yeah, I gotta. And every day's a grind, just because you're throwing once of every 5 days. But like, if you can do that well, I mean, you like you said, you get to golf.
Seems like a pretty good lifestyle.
If you like golf, or like you got,
yeah, you guys are off. I mean, you're still at the field.
Like, okay, I gotta go train. I gotta train. I gotta throw a bullpen. But
so the comfort made you better, you think?
Yeah, well, and once you show yourself, like, I can do this at a high level.
Yeah.
And I know
yeah.
I can do this for a long time. Like,
did you ever drink on your off days in the dugout?
There were a couple extra inning games. Like, we're 15, 16 innings. Like, you know, getting a rally beer.
Yeah.
Correct. Like, we're doing one for the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, but rarely.
I like
but
that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, like rally heater. Like, yeah. Let's go smoke a quick fucking heater real
quick.
Get out
of here.
We need yeah. a run. It's yeah. in the 17th, okay? Like,
yeah.
It's time to go.
Yeah.
Time like to move that. It forward.
Wasn't Smoltz like a Division I level basketball player too?
I thought he
like
was,
Michigan State or something.
He could have
like,
played like three professional
sports. Yeah,
or
I think that's
one
like
of those
he's
guys.
Like one yeah. of like the guys. He's
scratch
just,
golfer.
Yeah, yeah, he's just awesome.
I think Tom Glavine got drafted
he's a hockey
in the
player.
NHL.
He's goalie.
He is Canadian, right?
Is he's he? From, no, he's from Massachusetts.
Have we done a clutch draft? Because like Smoltz is a guy to me in baseball, I think, is like such an underrated clutch game seven guy. Mostly because of the time he threw 10 innings or whatever it was with the Braves against the Twins. But now we're going on a rabbit hole. Greg Maddux is a very good pick, I thought, and just for like a lot of those reasons. I was going to go problematic, like male porn star route. Like there's a big notable one who's just way too canceled. But like I thought Peter North is kind of like a funny one, but doesn't really move the needle. He's the guy who like basically pioneered the facial.
Yeah.
But that's like a lot of his clips are from like the '90s and stuff. Yeah, he had huge loads. Yeah, thanks, Dave. Can we clip that? Never do that again, please.
Chuck
Norris.
That's
he
good.
Was, yeah, he was on my list. And then I just love the fact that we're at the point where we never are ever going to draft Michael Jordan in any draft ever. It's just our bit. We don't.
It's too easy. It's
we've
too
drafted easy. Like yeah, basketball like, players before and didn't even take Jordan.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
Well,
good bit.
Yeah,
it's just agreed upon. Like, okay, we already know he's there.
Yeah,
I think Ed Reed, like that was the first name that popped in my head for this because he was just a fucking dude. And like, you see that clip of him in the tunnel at Miami. Like, don't ask me if I'm all right. I'm not they're up by 20, and he's like freaking out that they're not up by 40.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that, but he also was just like cool. Like, the hair was cool. He hit people. You know, a zillion return touchdowns. Like, he was fucking
best safety I've ever seen.
He was a dude.
Remember when he told Eddie Jackson he's up next?
Yeah,
he had a good day. He had a good day.
Gronk's a dude.
Yeah,
I had Gronk. I mean, he's like, I mean, I know. I
Gronk is a dude.
He's overexposed, sure. People will say, but at the same time, like he's
he's a dude.
He's a dude.
First overall pick in the
bro draft. He gets away with things that not many guys could.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
That's just him.
He's Gronk.
Yeah.
How about this one? Luka Doncic.
He's kind. Yeah, because he's fat.
I think he's kind of a dude. Like, he's got a swagger. Like, he's fucking awesome. I feel like I could see him ripping cigs and, like, hanging out. Like,
he's just in European, right?
I think.
Cigs are a big part of this one today.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think Luca's a dude.
Dude. That was going to be my first.
Mark Grace is a dude.
About Luca?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, total dude.
Yeah.
See that little interaction with the ref? The female ref?
Yeah.
Where, like, he was complaining about a foul, and she's like, what foul? And I think he said, like, fouling in love with you or whatever.
Yeah, like a little pickup line.
Yeah.
As a joke. God. Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't get canceled.
I like that.
And then I had, like, kind of chalk ones like John Wayne, Ted Williams, Joe Namath.
If I was, I just got two left. If I was White Sox Dave, I'd take Jamie Foxx. Like, I think he's
very talented.
Yeah.
But I love
so
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he's awesome.
So
fewer White
Ben Affleck, man. Like, still, like, when I see him with the pictures
love
of Dunkin'
cigarettes.
Donuts and just a cig, and he's just so, like, he was fucking
Batman.
And he's like, he's just, like, chilling.
Seems like he goes through phases where he's a slob, and then he tightens it up.
Yeah.
And then, like, does a movie and gets dialed in. And
yeah. Like, he could come in here and, like, chop it up for sure.
Can't decide if I like him or hate him.
Really?
I've always
He
been
runs
like,
with Matt Damon, and Matt Damon seems like the kind of guy that would be right in here right now yucking it
Okay, I don't know how you can have the criticism about Leo for being all planetary, this and that, and then excuse Matt Damon, who is like, he just jams everything down your throat.
I don't know if I've noticed it as much.
Do a Google search, because it's...
That turns me off.
Okay.
I had Mick Jagger, Dave Grohl, Hawk Harrelson, Daniel Craig, Tom Hardy, George Bush, Snoop Dogg.
Tom Hardy's a good one.
Jackie Chan, who was I was debating between Jackie Chan and Bill Murray. And then Paul Walker.
Jay Cutler is a dude.
Yeah, Jay Cutler's definitely a dude.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, then. That's it. Jake, thank you.
That was fun, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
That
Let's
was
do it
fun.
Again.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Yeah, that was fun. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.